What's poppin'? It's a Thursday show. Got a crazy lineup today for the Drew and Mike show. We have the usual Thursday people. Myself, Mark, Trudy. Zoobs is here. Maz!
Hey.
Maz.
Whoa.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Thanks for allowing me to pop over.
Allowing you.
Your scheduling has gotten so complicated.
Well, I just got home last night. I couldn't make yesterday's show. I figured I'd do the switcheroo with Trudy, but...
Was it with,
I didn't want to put her out.
Did you call in sick?
No, oh, this is the last day of my vacation from Zot.
Oh. Yeah.
Was there a switcheroo?
Can you really call in sick to a job you've never even worked a day at?
What a setup.
What was the last switcheroo, though? When I was off Thursday,
it was last Thursday.
Oh, because we started early on the Tuesday. Ah, okay.
You had to go to the Triple Threat Trio.
That's right.
Vacay out in Denver.
It's hard to keep up with all this stuff.
I know.
It's been the summer of Drew.
I couldn't even find your house today. There's no cars parked. I'm like, where the hell am I?
Oh.
I swear, I passed
That's
the
how
house.
You find the house because of the cars parked
yes.
around it?
Yes.
Where'd you park?
It looks overgrown this things. Block for some reason.
Where'd you park?
The woman that's rooting for Gretchen Whitmer up the street?
Yes.
She's got all that extra, you know, stuff growing
up. Oh, yeah.
Rooting.
She successfully rooted for her.
She got her way.
Yeah.
She's going to roll her sleeves up. Did you see her speech last night?
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, she's going to roll her sleeves up and get the damn roads fixed.
Herself.
How many times are we going to hear Jennifer Granholm stuff now?
Oh, nonstop.
Because it's another woman, right?
There'll be no end to it. Well, she's a Democrat, too.
So. Of course.
So Sri actually had
18%.
18%. What did Whitmer get, by the way? What was her final total?
Hers was like 50.
Pretty high, yeah.
Yeah, or maybe 60. And then the second comer was that
El-Sayed?
Yeah.
El-Sayed guy.
I got to admit, I love the Sri campaign.
Of course you do.
I love the billboard, Sri for We. That kind of got me.
Is the Shuette, wait.
Shooting off duty.
Yeah, shooting off duty.
Is she going to? She should grab that and go for it. That was awesome. It barely ran. If
she should also do an ad of her playing piano.
Piano, yeah.
Although it didn't work for Callie.
But shooting off duty. That I mean, it's perfect. And if that thing is 10% true, it seems to me.
Yeah, could be a lock.
Fun to run with.
Sure.
They ran out of ballots in Oakland County.
How dare they? What do they think? We're just we're not going to mosey out or something.
I'm sorry, but you know this is.
If I looked at the last presidential election and decided no one voted then either.
What?
The last presidential election?
Yeah,
where hardly anyone voted.
Oakland County?
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. The turnout was
the turnout sucked.
For Dems, yeah.
Was the overall turnout that bad though?
I don't know.
I thought it was
for presidential. I don't know. Can somebody look that up? Now I'm intrigued.
That's not
Trump,
a Trumpster did
She won 60. She had 63 million and he had 60 million or something. It was within a couple million, but I think they were both in the 60s. How many eligible voters are there in the country? You got to figure there's 100 million kids at least, right?
58% of eligible voters turned out.
Is that low?
I think so. Isn't it usually around 60?
That's real low.
In Oakland County?
I think it's that low.
This is the U.S.
Oh.
The presidential, is it
That's
really?
Based on my 30 seconds of research, Trudy.
It's a lot. It's usually a lot higher than 58%.
The 20-year low in 2016.
That's five elections. Yeah, okay. But this whole idea that, oh, my God, we had no idea some of you were going to want to vote.
That's a weak
excuse. That's ridiculous. It's you're supposed to assume that most people, not most, but... I mean, wouldn't you think they'd print 20% too many? It is the election.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, you
run
would.
Out.
Yeah, you should have too much have instead
more
of
than
too less.
Little.
Yeah.
Same for cooking.
What?
Should always cook more
I'm
than
with
you
Mass.
Need.
Yeah, I'm always afraid I'm not going to have enough food.
You
I don't know why
extra.
That. Why it is? It wasn't like I was starved as a child, but I always want more food than I think I'll need.
I went shopping the other day for the family, and I wound up with four extra steaks.
Well,
but then don't you eat them?
Are they going to go bad?
They're not going to go bad.
No, of course not.
Did somebody eat more than they should have?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Someone apparently ate less than they should
Someone
have.
Obviously did.
I heard an interesting conversation. I put on local radio, which is rare
why?
For me. I don't know why. I think I tried three satellite things, and I was dissatisfied with all three choices.
Did you do Flash first? Did you do Flash
I did not. Flash Phelps was
Turn
not on the air.
The radio!
This is at 2 o'clock, and Wojo was on 97.1 with...
At 2 o'clock?
Yeah, I think they're on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
So he was with Kyle Bogey, and they were talking about voting. And I think I don't see. I'm not sure who the other. There were two other people talking. And I think it was one of the other people were saying that there ought to be an app. We ought to just be able to vote from home. And Wojo was defending the paper process because of the hacking. I mean,
no, there should be an app. But you should be able to do it online.
But if we're worried that the election was hacked, not hacked, but affected by the Russians last time, yeah, can you imagine if we had an app to vote?
Forget it.
Wouldn't somebody fuck that up?
Of course. Why? They could have just as strong security. Look at how much security credit card companies have. The government does everything else online.
Wait, credit card companies?
Eventually you'll be able to do it. You'll be able to do it eventually.
Oh, that's a credit line. Yeah.
You will.
Everybody gets hacked, don't they? Eventually, look at all the big people that get hacked.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying the paper process is great, but I just feel like I don't trust.
No, I wouldn't trust
anything that big, especially not after the last election.
Yeah, but you can have people miscount. People are dumb, so why not streamline it?
Well, anyway, Wojo.
Everything else government wise tends to be online.
What? Now, what does it hurt anybody to get off their ass and walk to a precinct and go and do what you're supposed to do
once a
year?
That sounds awful.
Well, you can't mail in your vote.
You can.
Yeah, that's not that hard.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Usually at this time, I'm going on vacation, and there's always an election around this time, so I'll always pre-vote. This time, I forgot to. I thought I'd make it home in time, but that didn't happen, so I didn't get the vote.
Well, when you go on vacation, do you just kind of come home when you feel like it?
Well, pretty
That's
much.
That's what it sounds like.
Pretty much. No, I give it. This is the days I'm coming back, and we came back a day earlier than expected.
To do this?
So you need a day off when you get back?
So my girls could have a day to
decompress.
Decompress, and they have volleyball tryouts tonight. So
seems like the girls really run the family.
They pretty much do.
It's pretty easy for the parents in your family. You just ask the kids what's going on.
They do.
Kids messed up the house. I got to clean it up for my parents.
Hey, Mark, this is a good spot for me. I can't see you.
I know. Isn't it fun?
It is.
But Maz can see Charles on TMZ.
I can. He makes me laugh. The puppet. Don't he look like this, like a puppet?
You know, I really think.
Mark?
I don't want you to get distracted by the TV.
Please just turn it back.
It's a really funny observation, though, the fact that Harvey has to stand up and Charles has to sit down. So Harvey looks more powerful. We know Harvey's about 4'10". And Charles is probably 5'10", but the power dynamics are so stupid, aren't they?
Well, what's even worse is when he's gone and Van's, and then they both have to sit down.
I know, and Harvey's
making
the
call. He's just
going
to turn on the show to make sure nobody's standing.
Isn't it crazy?
Harvey doesn't even stand, he leans. He's a leaner.
Yeah.
I thought the show when everyone laughed all the time, wasn't that getting so stupid?
It still runs.
Oh, that's right. That's the later show.
Yeah.
I never see it anymore. I used to record it.
And this one's way worse.
The standard for what's funny on that show is so low.
Did you see when they had Jeff Ross on and they interviewed him?
Yes.
On TMZ Live. Yeah. And then they were talking about Blake Griffin. He goes, give us a Blake Griffin joke. And the joke was about, hey, Blake, when you dated Kendall Jenner, did she bust you for staring at her dad's tits?
Yeah.
Which is a funny
joke.
That's a
It was a funny joke.
Oh, my God. You would have thought someone came in and shot up TMZ because they were
You would have thought he just fired the N-word off about six times. I mean, they are the most politically correct.
They asked for a joke, and he gave them one, and they took it serious.
They asked Jeff Ross for a joke, okay? If you want a super clean, safe joke, you don't ask clean. Jeff Ross.
I have to tell you, it worries me when you have a show that is based on gossip, which is supposed to be a pretty loosey-goosey kind of thing, and they are so politically correct. I mean, anything even remotely, they make the leap to racism and to sexism, and it's just, I don't know, I find it really disturbing because...
Here's a good clip from the non-live show.
Today on CMC!
He released his record with a dishwashing company.
They did this big launch, and it was all wireless or something, I don't know, but it came out of every appliance in my house, and I was just like... I hate Connor for real.
For real.
But seriously, let's be nice to Connor for real because he seems like a good guy.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
They should call him No Dick for Real.
Yeah.
has four mugs taped together.
With straws coming out of all of them.
Back together again.
Yeah, they broke up, then they buried the hatchet, and now I guess they're working together again.
They're like friends from childhood.
For life. And they had like tough times, and now they feel good about being back together.
Yeah, we're going to put aside our differences.
Actually do something.
Yeah. Sometimes I think about doing that.
Yeah. I haven't talked to my mom in 3 years.
I moved out here. I thought I could get like a commercial agent.
I just wanted to be a longboard model.
I never graduated high school.
I never graduated middle school.
It'd be a lot of fun if the four of us hung out outside of the office.
Hey guys, can I ask you something that I've never really asked you before?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a photograph of James Franco leaving at Denny's?
Oh yeah, totally. It's right here. Let's see it.
Put it up.
We got it.
Wow.
So anyway, they were Wojo was defending the paper ballots, and of course the younger hosts were appalled that they can't just vote on their phone.
How long did they spend on? Did they take calls?
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay.
Which was refreshing.
Good. That's good. Yeah,
actually. And then Wojo admitted that he doesn't have direct deposit in one of his paychecks.
That seems about right.
And that he writes checks, and they were just stunned by that.
Yeah. I'm finally at the point where I'm paying stuff online, which I didn't do for a long time. And Brandon, the other day, I was talking to him, and he's like, "Oh, I can't deposit this check till 4 days from now." I said, "Why?" He goes, "I'm only allowed to do, you know, like 5 photo deposits with my phone a month."
Oh, yeah.
And I just went, "Oh, if there's only a place you could take it to deposit it." He goes, "I don't have time." I'm like, what?
I know, photo deposits.
So I looked up every bank
along
his route.
Doesn't photo deposits seem like it was so corruptible somehow? But it's a photo, and it's the same thing as a piece of paper.
Just like with voting, it'd be in their interest to make it as secure as possible.
Of course.
That actually, I like that feature. I don't use it that often, but I do like that feature.
I do that now instead of giving my wife like my banking, because she'll have a little lunchtime to go to the bank. Uh-huh. Because the last time Drew gave me a check, Kathy had it up in the visor, and it was a big windstorm. Thing blew right the hell out of the car with the deposit slip.
Your paycheck just blew away?
Yep, it
blew away. Did you question the visor location for the check?
I did. I questioned her. So now I do the instead of giving her anything, I take the picture if I can't do it and send it in. But today, I actually made it to the bank.
Yeah. Somebody had their phones on last night, and I thought of Mark. Wait,
uh-oh.
Who was it? Was it Gretchen Whitmer's speech, maybe?
Oh, God, probably.
No. It was something even... It was dumber, if that's possible.
Barely.
What was it?
What could be dumber than that? A concession speech from Sri Thandadar?
That would be really dumb.
That would be dumber.
It wasn't politics.
A concession speech from Coleman Young, Joel Loving?
Oh, I know what it was. It was Million Dollar Listing. Frederick. Does anybody watch it?
No.
It's really a good show.
No.
But Frederick is this gay dude who sells gazillions of dollars in real estate. And he went down to St. Lucia, and he was just supposed to take it in so he could sell these St. Lucia condos that are oceanfront. They're beautiful. Oh, my God, were they nice. To people back in New York. Yeah. Because it's only a 4-hour flight, I think, from New York. So he took he had these rather large photographs of, you know, the beach and the picture of the condo and the sunset, and people were filming them with their phones, the real estate agents who were being asked to also say we're filming with their phones.
Please have a real experience. Someone.
Possible.
Have a real experience.
Can no one remember anything anymore? Does anyone remember anything, or do they have to watch it through their phone? Do people watch all these things they tape?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't.
It's just a habit. I think people just get their phones out for everything.
That's dumb.
You remember, though, we were making fun of people who make concert videos, and I think we're going to be able to talk to the dude who's made an entire YouTube channel out of it.
I like his, though.
Yeah, and he goes to a ton of shows. I can't believe how many shows he goes to. He should have more followers.
Because
you said he had 400, and then we talked about him, and I guess he was real happy. He got more followers.
Yeah,
well,
let's
get him on and get him some more.
Sure.
We'll destroy the concert business, what already isn't destroyed. People go to his page instead of going to the shows.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
It's not
is
as
he available?
Good as being there.
Is he ready?
Yeah, he was telling me that he's ready to go. If you want to.
He must have filmed 50 concerts this summer.
I know. I mean, he's been to every... And really great seats, too, which he said... He told me that he just usually goes through the fan site.
Is he independently wealthy?
think so.
I mean, that's
I know,
those
there's
tickets
so many
are a
questions.
Lot. That's a lot of yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, hang on.
StubHub on the last day is always a great way to get in.
What's his name?
I got an open-ended ticket, nigga.
Bob Rich. Not Bob Ritchie.
Zod M59, Dodge Rams, 2018 summer clearance event is in full effect at dealsinthed.com. Zod Dodge Rams summer clearance event is your absolute last chance to purchase or lease the 2018 Ram truck of your dreams, plus swing in before the end of the month. And Zod Dodge Ram will give you a $25 gift card just for test driving one of their sweet-ass new Ram trucks. More importantly, after a test drive and pocketing your 25 bones, you can lease a new 18 Dodge Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $169 a month. If you prefer to buy one of the last 18 Ram Bighorns on the planet, then be prepared to save over $13,000 on your purchase. Wow, $13,000 of a Ram truck? How about that? Remember, Zot Dodge Ram still has a massive selection of these trucks in stock, and the competition does not, so go surf the massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
I drive a Dodge Stratus!
Then Dr. Yaldo, of course, is busy getting you done with glasses, contacts, and reading glasses, and also helping you see better without them than you ever did with them. He also comes from as far as Traverse City because custom LASIK and multifocal lens implants cost less at the Yaldo Eye Center than in many smaller markets. And, volume, too. Mm-hmm. And they come because Dr. Yaldo is the most experienced at this specialty, having done over 30,000 LASIK procedures, more than anyone in Michigan, over 10,000 multifocal lens implants, and that's the amazing Rolls-Royce surgery for people 50-plus. Eli got him last November. He can see everything, brags about it all the time.
Eli.
He loves small print, so he can show you that he can read it.
God.
Tiny print, distant objects.
Annoying.
Stunning clarity.
However,
I know
I would be exactly like that if I would flaunt my eyesight if I were to go
Dr. Yaldo. The perfect person to handle the account for Dr. Yaldo because he's had it done and he's quite proud of it.
Yes.
My sister's next and she's coming from Chicago to get them.
Wow.
Call the leader, Dr. Yaldo, as many Drew and Mike listeners have. Get the best vision of your life and toss those glasses and contacts in the trash. The evaluation's free along with the Drew and Mike discount. It's 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or sign up at the Yaldo Eye Center. And Bob Rich, I believe.
What?
No.
Oh, Bob. Oh. Bob!
He's too busy rocking out.
Okay, well, he's that kind of a guy.
Another video.
He's a rocking dude.
I told him I'd try him back in 10. Can we try him in 10?
Yeah, that's okay. 10 or 15 is fine, sure.
So he calls back first.
There's some really, it's just sort of a myriad of items today.
Yeah.
One of which is just the incredible softness going on in the world.
Well, umbrellas?
Well, there's umbrellas.
Yeah, what's with this umbrella thing? People are writing me saying I'm soft because I have an umbrella in my car. What, in my desk for my customers.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Brandon
first.
Made the mistake of
What happened?
Brandon was bragging about how ready he is for rain because he always has his umbrella. And in fact, he asked for an umbrella for Christmas.
Did he?
Yeah.
A logo umbrella or just a plain?
No, just an umbrella. I don't know. He's obsessed with blocking rain.
Apparently. Yeah, and being dry.
And he has galoshes, too.
Yes. Yeah, and a raincoat.
Good for Brandon.
He may melt.
He was very excited, Tom, that it has a button that you can press to open your umbrella.
Of course. You need the button.
Well, what other option is there? You don't assemble an umbrella.
They used to make them where there was no
slide
button.
Up.
You just,
I know.
Yeah. I guess he...
That's so much...
He must have had an old umbrella.
So different.
Oops.
Must maybe a family heirloom umbrella for a long time. But, yeah, there's that softness. And then
Joe Zeus has had that people are requesting us to make Drew and Mike show umbrellas.
Oh, that's a
great
idea.
But no one will buy them. Only women and soft people.
15% of the audience, 85% said he was soft for having one.
I know.
Golfers could use them.
It's a Drew and Mike
user. We can make big golf umbrellas.
Yeah. I think it's a win.
Golfers really sitting around going, God, I wish I had an umbrella. Yeah. Golf umbrella. Like, what's a golf umbrella? It's an umbrella.
Yeah, but it's like 80 times bigger.
Yeah. So you can get all your crap.
If everybody has one.
For
shade,
for shade.
But you have a cart.
Or you can get your partner under it too, or your caddy.
Yeah, I guess if someone's putting,
whatever.
Drew, I don't get it either.
Like a Titleist or something like that. Our golf umbrellas all sort of sponsor, driven.
Okay, well, the softness I was referring to. There's just softness abounding everywhere. Another 97.1 really hooked me in today with they put Wojo in the 2 o'clock slot. Wojo was talking about. Maybe I'm giving too much credit. I don't think he brought it up. They were talking about yelling at maybe this is before Wojo came on. This might have been the Karsh Anderson block. They were talking about yelling at kids, swearing at kids.
Oh, yeah, there's a new, like Dr. Lillian Glass who said swearing's good for you.
Yeah.
There's another book that basically says the same thing, swearing is good, and in fact, your kids should be encouraged to swear to express themselves as well.
Well, I think, I don't believe you have to be careful to some extent about encouraging kids to swear, but I got to tell you, my college coach, I was never sworn at much. In high school, my coach was a distinct, he was really very square, not a swear. He's a great coach, but he was very, he didn't accept other people swearing. But he was a great coach. We had a very good team, too, for not having a lot of people running around swearing. I mean, it sounds really soft, but it was, he was just that kind of guy. He was pretty square. My American Legion coach, where I played junior and senior in the summer, he
great
swore,
guy.
He was a good guy. He swore up a storm. He was kind of a controversial guy, but he won a lot, and I think people related to him pretty well. My college coach would call you a cocksucker at the drop of a hat. And
that's a great word, man.
Yeah.
What do you replace that with?
He left after my freshman year, I'm sorry to say, although the guy that came in won, he's like fourth on the all-time list for Division I wins. He called everything horse shit. So it went from cocksucker to horse shit.
Horse shit is a solid term.
Yeah, he loved horse shit. He said
it was bullshit. I mean, what do you replace bullshit with?
Baloney?
Malarkey? You can't do that.
I never heard horse shit much until Chuck Hartman. And he was a great coach, had an incredible record. And he got thrown out of a few games, as did my first coach. But I found that when I got to the coach that did swear at people, I think my concentration went up just a notch.
Oh, because it... You didn't want to get sworn at?
No, yeah, you didn't. Well,
it's a little more.
He was not afraid to humiliate you in front of the team.
Right.
Yeah.
So you had to amp it up.
And nobody was exempt. I mean, no one was exempt. I mean, there were some great, great players who, you know, would go on to be drafted stuff like that. And he didn't care who you were. If you made a mental mistake, you were going to hear about it. And it was probably going to be pretty salty. It didn't bother me at all. I didn't take it personally. I knew he did it to everyone. And I thought... just as an example, he would ask people during the game, you know, if you're sitting on the bench, how can you tell, you know, this? What's this guy's move to first base like? And if you were just spacing out watching the game, you wouldn't know. Or, you know, what's he throw when he's behind in the count? And if, you know, if you weren't paying, you wouldn't know. But so I just got in the habit of, I know this fucking
guy. Paying attention.
You know, and people did. They paid attention. And occasionally people weren't. They were fucking around, and he'd call them out.
Ooh.
So. I don't know. I thought it worked. I didn't think it was a problem. But anyway,
paying attention.
You're like a little ass kisser.
They were saying,
"Is that him calling him out?"
You're not even paying attention.
That's actual audio of Bob Humphreys. He was a great coach. Had a phenomenal record. But the point was, they were talking about when can you swear at kids as a coach. And at first they were saying high school, and then they sort of came to the conclusion. And I guess this is Karsh or whoever's filling in or what. I'm not sure who it was. I haven't listened to radio in so long. I think they came to the conclusion that you really can't swear at kids anymore, even in high school.
Really?
In high school? Yeah, I don't know.
It's PC, man.
I think this.
Gee, I
think,
can't wait till I go to high school.
If you did swear at kids and some kid didn't like it, I bet they'd make a stink
about
it. I bet they would. And I bet you'd have. I don't know.
Wow.
Is anybody aware of that? I'm not really aware if it's.
I know they fired the Grosse Pointe Woods football coach after like 30 plus years and. I don't know exactly. There was a lot of people put the stink up about why he got let go, but there were some people that complained about him. And I don't know the whole true story, but there's a lot of shit that goes around that people don't like the old days. It ain't the old days.
Fire!
It's unfortunate. And I know that's why Trump is in the White House because of that.
We have a distinct disagreement in this country on that sort of thing. I mean, a real major division. And I think it's pretty close in terms of how people feel. Personally, I don't think swearing at a kid playing football is a big deal at all.
I don't either.
No.
And I saw coaches, you know, when Evan was playing, I remember he was fucking off during a drill, and the coach threw the ball at his helmet and hit him right in the helmet.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember Tess was with me, and she goes, "Is that okay?" And I said, "Yeah, that's okay."
Yeah, it's okay.
I said, "He's paying attention now."
Oh, our coach used to walk by with a whistle and go, boink, on the top of your helmet. It would just ring inside your helmet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't remember my coaches swearing, but I'm sure they did.
Of course they did.
Isn't it a fine line? I mean, if you're saying fuck every other word, it's their sideline.
You know, it's not like you're on the sideline. It's their sideline.
Get your head out of your ass. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I used to hear the football coach from my high school. you could hear him swearing. We lived right behind the football field. You could hear him swearing during August practice, during two-a-days like Mags is going through now. Mm-hmm. You could hear him swearing at guys from my backyard. And it was always kind
of funny. Our country's going to hell.
Because it would go from knucklehead to pussy to...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So people who lived around there, and it's August,
yeah, it was
right?
pretty common to
the
hear.
The windows are open.
You'd hear one of those coaches swearing. But I don't think anybody complained at that time. But the interesting point somebody made was that, gee, it seems to me if you're old enough to have an iPhone, you're old enough to be sworn at by a coach.
Of course. kids swear. You heard about LeBron.
Isn't it funny, though, that the idea that a kid could have a cell phone, but you couldn't swear at him?
I don't think that
coach?
Means anything, to tell you the truth.
I think you're saying somebody has a lot of responsibility when you put a phone in their hands.
Yeah. Didn't LeBron swear in front of a bunch of 13-year-olds?
Just because your three-year-olds have phones, Maz.
I have an 11-year-old that does not have a phone.
When did Lily get a phone?
I think she was 12 or 13. 13, probably.
So Abby hasn't brought it up yet.
Abby has a phone.
Wait, how old's Abby?
Abby's 14.
Oh, okay.
They're pathetic fuckers. Give me the fucking phone. Our parents don't know how to use a fucking democracy. What sick fuckers are out there? You want to see more fucking money? What type of shitty person does that? We're not going to let that fucking happen. Fuck you. I don't give a shit what people say about me. Fuck no. I'm fucking 17.
That teenager, that high schooler knows how to swear. So
your 11-year-old isn't requesting a phone, is she?
Not really. No? I mean, she wants to be able to go online in the car. Like yesterday, she used my phone on the drive. She wanted to watch a movie.
Oh, that's the way to get a phone.
She does want a phone.
That's the way to get a phone.
Well, she wanted to watch a movie, so I gave her my phone. So it's no big deal.
And how much did it kill you not having
your phone? What if you're at lunch and she's occupying your phone and you want to be on the phone?
Well, no, that's a different story. She's not going to have it. She'll have her little iPod.
What if there's a picture you need to post on Twitter?
Oh.
If I need to post stuff on Twitter, she'll hand it over to me. It's not a problem.
# girl power.
Yes, I know, Mark. Yes, I understand.
Is
breaking my balls.
Come on, that picture was funny.
Do we know that Bob's calling, or do we not know if Bob's calling?
Yeah, he just messaged me. He needs the number, so I'm trying to get
it. Oh, I'll call him. Just tell him I'll call him.
While she was watching a movie, Drew, the deal I made with her is because I had the app Waze on, because Waze will tell you when there's police ahead and all of that. You have to tell Daddy when there's a police officer popping up. So she saved me at least twice. Daddy, it says police officer in 0.4 miles.
Wait, was it pretty accurate?
Oh, yeah, right on.
Right on. Cool.
Yeah, on the Ohio Turnpike? Pennsylvania Turnpike?
Due to overwhelming demand, and for an incredibly limited time, Zod Ford is conducting their amazing Key for Key event.
Oh, it's back.
Yeah, Maz hasn't been a part of the program this time.
But I've gotten a ton of emails. I probably have 4 appointments tomorrow.
Seriously?
When I walk in the door.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long Thursday.
It's going to be busy.
Now through Friday, August 10th, you're going to catch the last 2 days, fortunately.
Yeah.
They're not doing it after the 10th because you're not there on Saturday.
Exactly.
But
it might be there this Saturday, though.
What?
Yeah, I got to catch up.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have anything out this month.
So is that an official announcement for those who might want to come in on Saturday that you will be there Saturday?
Yeah, give me a call.
takes an extra step to buy a car from Mass on Saturday. Exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 18-4 without spending a dime out of your pocket. Also, their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. Zod Ford will assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. This event features a straight key-for-key exchange. It's a pull-up, right? You're pulling them up.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. So somebody was suggesting that was false advertising.
Oh, I see. That's not very nice.
I said, come on, this is advertising.
Gabara means is what he says he means.
I mean, we are trying to encourage people.
Yes.
Give them the keys to your vehicle. They will give you the keys to a brand new Ford. Plus, Zod Ford will make your first month's payment. So you know you're getting out of a monthly payment, if nothing else.
It's easy money.
No hassles, no gimmicks, no pressure. Only from our friends at DealsInTheD.com.
I got to get Zuv's in, though. I want to get him out of that smart car.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
Oh, good luck with that.
I know. He keeps shaking his head at me.
Well, ask his mom if she's ever thought maybe he should be out of that car.
He loves it.
I know he does.
You know, it's like wearing a car.
Well,
for him.
It's like a sports coat.
Roller skate.
It's a sports coat.
I don't know. I have a tendency to get comfortable with old things.
Yeah.
I know, old boots. I just like old boots. I'll repolish them and
old
I'll
t-shirt.
Keep them. They just fit. Yeah, old t-shirts.
That's not a car.
T-shirts do wear out. But yeah, cars, I don't know. A lot of people like old cars. A couple weekends, I'll show you a lot of people that like old cars. Actually, any night on Woodward, I'll show you a lot of people that like old
different.
Cars.
That's different. Those are classic cars. Those are not old cars.
Well, Zuv's car is one of the very few on the road.
There's very few cool cars in, what, the last 30 years?
Well, every time I see his car, I go, look at that car. It's so tiny. I've never seen
get
a
one.
Car so small. No, I didn't say I wanted one.
You have five
saying,
different colors
unusual.
And match your outfit. And he's I have a different each week, each day, whatever matches.
And he's 6'3", so it's
I know
6'4", is. So
I sent Luke
makes
Nowacki,
it even more absurd.
I sent Luke Nowacki an article from the failing New York Times.
They made money this year.
The failing New York Times?
Oh, they're on fire.
They made like $28 million, I thought it was.
Good for them.
Yeah.
What, are you trying to point out that they're not failing?
They're not failing.
Okay. No, I'm just using a quote. I mean, it's almost part of their name now.
Of course.
The failing New York Times had an article about how the stock market is, there are less than half the publicly traded companies there were, was it 20 years ago? It might have been 30 years ago. And that there's really only 200 companies in the Dow that are truly profitable. If you combine all the rest of them.
Really?
Yeah, that was what the story said. So I'm like, I'm sending this to Luke. So I sent it to Luke, and boy, did I get a response. Whoa! I mean, one of the longest emails I've ever received, where he explained.
I want to read that. We forward it to me.
They're using 2015 numbers,
including
first
Mike
of all.
Clark's.
I'd say as far as email, it might be longer than any Mike Clark email I've ever
wow.
had. Mike's texts. I probably had a longer text from Mike, but the numbers they were using for 2015. This is last year. The stock market lost money. It was down 2.23%, I think, and so they were projecting from a bad year, and also. Well, if I were to explain all the things in this email, we'd be here all night. But the bottom line is Luke is still bullish. He's not worried. Yeah, not worried about the market. Whether you have $11 trillion or $3 and something in change saved up, it's important to have a plan in place when saving for retirement. Some people may believe it's never been worse, but the truth is there's never been a bad time to reanalyze your current plan to achieve the retirement you want. And I'm throwing a little something Luke's way myself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I sent him a customer last week.
Oh, did you get a bird dog?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you? Did you get a bird dog for that?
I didn't ask.
I wonder if Luke gives bird dogs.
Would you accept one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's rude not to accept a bird dog.
Of course.
Call Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748 for no obligation review of your financial strategy. And I'm going to be calling. Actually, we've already made arrangements. Security Investment Advisory Services are offered through Signatory Investors Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor at 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southview, Michigan, 4834, 248-663-4700.
My 401k is up 41%. My wife thinks I'm a genius.
Hopefully the Hall Financial Hotline is open.
Yeah.
It will
because
be.
I think Bob Rich will be with us. Oh, he's not on the phone?
No, the Hall. I mean, no, he's not. Not yet.
He's not on the Hall Financial Hotline yet? Oh.
Activate it.
All right. Click the link to Hall Financial if you want to take money out of your house, want to buy a house with little money down, or maybe you want to shorten the length of your mortgage, which a number of people are doing, it turns out. But they're doing a lot of refis with our people, and they would love to do more because a tip from this show. I just want to tell you, whether you're rich, poor, or whatever, a lead from this show is a gold lead at Hall Financial. So apparently we have a good qualitative audience.
Yeah.
Or so I'm told.
And they do give the velvet glove treatment.
Yeah, they average 19 days. 44 is the industry average. So there.
Work for me.
Bob! So Bob, the crazy Bob Rich. Was Bob on the phone?
Hey.
Bob!
Hello. I'm here.
Bob, how you doing?
Not too bad. Just listen to the Twisted Sister you got going there. No worries.
Bob is a rock dog with a YouTube page. What's the page, Bob?
My name, Bob Rich.
Bob Rich,
that's
okay.
It's easy to remember.
And you?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time and effort coming up with a catchy name.
How many concerts have you filmed?
I don't know, probably in the last 5 years, probably 100, 120. Probably right around there.
How many this summer?
I think so far we're at about 20 with like 10 more to go by the end of November.
Okay,
like
so 30 over summer, that's a lot. You just went to Slayer?
We did go to Slayer.
Did you go did you go to the Pumpkins?
I did not go to the Pumpkins. That is one that I could not make work.
My brother-in-law was there at the Garden. My brother-in-law went to the one at the Garden just last week.
How do you like it?
Oh, he loved it. They played for like 4 hours.
Yeah, they've been putting on some lengthy shows. They're truly playing hits. What's the best show you've been to this summer?
The best one I went to this summer was probably Godsmack and Shinedown.
Yeah, you got a lot of videos from that one.
Actually, I'll call it Pine now, but DTE, Energy Music Theater.
And do you have the entire concert?
No, I usually tape, film 6 to 7 songs from each band. Do a little bit of homework to try and find out what the set list is going to be.
Set list of them.
Yes, absolutely. Except this one was difficult because it was opening night of the tour. So it was had to be a little bit at the ready. Didn't get to make any game plan prior to it. But most of them do our homework, find out which songs are in the set list, which ones do I want to record, which ones do I want to get into.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just a heck of a lot of fun.
Do you get there the second doors open and run to the front of the stage? Because you are always right in front.
Depends on the venue and depends on the event. Sometimes we've gone with the VIP early entry. So you get in about 15, 20 minutes before doors open.
All right. How many fan clubs do you belong to?
How many are there?
Really?
Well, why not? They're free.
So that's the key.
Yeah, that's the key. Can't give away all the industry secrets, but no, it's no big deal. If you sign up for the fan club, they will usually send you a pre-sale code. You get on for the pre-sale code, you get the floor. You get tickets before they even go on sale. So,
now, what would you say are, for Bob Rich, what is a bad ticket? How far back?
20 rows, 25 rows, something like that. Yeah. It used to be in the day that was always, that was always something that, hey, that was really cool. It was 20 rows back. But as, as I've grown older and matured a little bit, I've decided that if I'm going to put the effort in, I'm going to put the effort in. Going to make sure that we get there early and get the spot. And sometimes it's, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
How do you feel the quality of your videos? We're watching one right now, I believe.
What are you using, by the way? Are you using an iPhone?
No, it's actually a Samsung Galaxy S8.
Oh, look at you.
Right. How is the quality on that, Bob?
I think it's phenomenal. I think it rivals a lot of the stuff that's out there. Of course, it's not professional, but...
That's clear.
What else are you going to get? It's an amateur video, but I think that the quality is... I think it's outstanding, and people have commented that... Dude, those videos are the best.
Always filmed in letterbox, unlike these amateurs ever phones.
No,
he would
never
vertically.
Ever.
Well, you put it in Ultra HD and record, and I found that does a better job than the 4K. It does record in that one.
Yeah, let's give a listen to a minute of Bob's work.
The sound is good too.
Jeff Good, right?
Yeah.
That was a good show.
That was a good show. I'm only seeing it because you were there.
Bob, likewise.
Bob, do you purposely follow the rule of thirds? Because I noticed in your filming you do.
What's that? I'm sorry.
The rule of thirds in your filming.
Which is, I'm sorry.
It's where it's not totally centered up and down. It's supposed to be more appealing to the eye. I think you do that on purpose.
I didn't know it had an eye. Sometimes when you're so close, I've actually had to find myself pulling, leaning backwards to be able to get something in focus and in shot.
What's funny about the STP one, Trudy and I watched a lot of them, in this one security guard's bald head is right in the middle. It's slightly distracting. However...
That is a downside.
He knew every song. He starts rocking out in a lot of them. Have you ever told the security guard to get out of the way because you were filming?
I did at the Shinedown show. I'm like, dude, duck. And so he did a little bit. It was a good shot.
Bob, do you still enjoy him, or is this like work for you now?
No, I enjoy him. I enjoy him. Then I can go back and I can look at him. I just play him back through the TV and can remember that show. And... honestly, that's one of the things I enjoy the most is being there, being able to have the memories, and I really like sharing with everybody else who might not have the same vantage point, didn't get to go, they can look and go, oh, that looked like a really cool show.
Bob, have you ever caught yourself singing along and then going, oh, shoot, this is on video and I want to watch it later, I don't want to hear myself singing?
Yeah, probably shouldn't look at the Five Finger Death Punch from last year's show.
Going right there. Then.
Oh, no.
Which song?
Might as well. Everyone else can find it. Lift Me Up, that went into Under and Over It, I believe.
That was always a problem with bootlegs at concerts, 20, 30 years ago. There's always some ass singing really loud near that condenser mic or whatever. The quality was always shitty anyway.
But. Yeah, that probably would have been me at that one.
Well,
You know, truth be told, yeah, there's been a few of them that I have found myself on. I'm a gigantic Iron Maiden fan, so there's been I've made myself heard during a few Maiden videos.
You should duct tape your mouth shut. That would be a good one.
Yeah, it was actually that's one of the most epic times for us. It was last summer. We had planned a trip to Toronto to go see Iron Maiden and got everything planned. And then Metallica tickets went on sale. So we got tickets to go to Comerica. Oh, and then we realized that Metallica was also playing Toronto the very night after Maiden.
Oh, wow.
So we went to Metallica. We were actually front row for that one. Hopped the train the next day, took it to Toronto, saw Maiden front row on Saturday, and Metallica again front row on Sunday, and I got into the snake pit.
Look how close Bob is at this show. My God, these seats are outrageous. That's Bob right there.
He's standing right behind.
You're
standing right behind the house camera.
Yeah.
You know, for this.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of him in the way.
There's some drawbacks. You do the best you can. Sometimes the angle shots aren't the greatest, but you know it's what you see when you're there. And
the sound is good.
You know,
he jealous?
Like
that,
person.
Was he jealous that you have probably a comparable video and it's just off of your Galaxy S8?
I've talked to a couple of those guys that do the house feed. I said, dude, how can I get a copy of that? Because they said no. It's for the. For the event, for the venue, they won't release it. They won't get it. They won't make any copies of it. One of the better lines I heard from the Shine Down and Godsmack show, if people were there, is that someone texted me and said, "Dude, you were on the screen more than the band." Just kept putting it along to the audience. So it's a lot of fun. Like I say, I enjoy the concert experience and always have. I've been going to shows for a long time.
Bob,
37 years.
What was your first? Sorry.
It's okay.
I had to know.
What was my first show?
Yeah.
I think it was...
Toto?
No, I think it was Night Ranger, as a matter of fact.
Night Ranger!
Night Ranger!
Bob, did you share this video, or did you actually film the failed implosion of the Pontiac Silverdome? Because that's on your page.
I filmed it.
You were there?
Yes.
Yeah, I was there.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did you go to that, Bob?
The Lions.
Why
fan.
Not?
A lot of shows. He saw a lot of shows
about,
there.
We were about 5 minutes away and said, let's go over, and it was an absolute dumpster fire.
Everyone talked about
that. There
were
so many people there, and, you know, hey, I got something that was on that no one else might have. You know, the failed implosion.
Except everybody's filming.
People were fascinated by it.
Yeah.
It was on it was national news.
Did they use your video on national news?
No, but a service over in England asked me if I could upload it and if someone wanted to use it for one of their things, I could get paid. And I said, sure, go ahead.
Oh, wow.
Here you go.
Now, do you make money on this YouTube channel?
I do not.
You do not?
I do not at this point. I know there's some guidelines and rules that once you reach a certain number of subscribers that I think you can start getting, you know, a penny a click or something like that. But,
really?
You know, that...
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to retire anytime soon and live off of YouTube. Yeah. But I do it because people seem to really enjoy it and... one of the funnier things is some of the comments that I get on the videos, they think that, you know, the band's actually like reading it. So, you know, and it's,
that's always funny. The comments are great. By the way, what is the most comments you've ever had on a concert or a song within a concert?
Something I haven't gone through and looked at them all, but I did get a lot of comments on a lot of the stuff by U2 when they played Joshua Tree last year.
Straight
through.
Positive?
I got a lot of them. I'm sorry?
Positive comments?
Positive comments, yeah. I was there, great show, you know, that kind of stuff. I think the most viewed video right now is Greta Van Fleet, Edge of Darkness, that I filmed last year, September, is up to 167,000 views,
really?
Something like that.
Oh, God. Wow.
We got to see them, basically, once again, we were right there on the rail. We got to see them when they were just starting out.
You know, I don't want to get too specific on this, but 167,000 views, you'd think you'd be getting into maybe $100 or something at that point. How many views does it take to make a few bucks? Jeez.
I think it goes by the number of subscribers you have before you start getting the views and the pays. I think it's 1,000.
Okay.
So, Boost up those subscribers.
Well, you had around 400, and that was what Trudy was saying. Boy, there's this guy. He films every show, and the quality's really good. And so we talked about it on the show, and then she said that you got some new subscribers. And even since then, I said,
yeah,
you should have more subscribers. This is you get so many shows on here.
I think as it started to take off and people are sharing it, I'm starting to get more and more subscribers. And it just, you know, it takes a little bit of time. It was just a private thing that I did that, you know, I started putting a few things on Instagram and stuff like that. And other people share it to their page and more people go to it and they check it out. And, you know, I'm pleased with the number of subscribers as it continues to increase.
Is that Greta Van Fleet, Mark?
Yeah. God, he's close.
He's like right there.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anyone there yet at this point. These guys are just starting
out.
I'm
taking a shot at Bob.
They were just starting out, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, they were just starting out. Yeah. They were just starting out, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I guess anybody could have done it.
They kind of just hit it. They got huge all of a sudden, yeah. right after they graduated from high school.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Bob, I don't want to put you under too much pressure here, but let's run down the top five or six venues in the local Detroit area, your favorite venues to film a concert, big or small.
Mm-hmm. Fillmore, our state theater.
Okay, love it.
Love that one, yeah. Masonic Temple.
Yeah.
Great one. We were there for Queensryche. Got some of those.
Sweet.
I do like St. Andrews. It's just with everything being standing room only, it's a little bit difficult depending on what time you get there. Sometimes you can't get there early enough. There's just not a lot of places to line up. But I still like the smaller venues more so than the larger ones. Freedom Hill is kind of a rough one to do because they typically put the speakers right in front of the pit, and you get a lot of bass there.
Wow. A lot of bass, huh?
Oh, cool.
a lot, yeah.
How about your favorite large venue?
I used to really like the Palace.
I do, too.
Fun, good. But Amphitheater, Pine Knob.
Yeah.
I still like the sound quality there. That's the only still thing it sounds. Of course, I'm dating myself. DTE. It's one of my favorite places.
Do you have a least favorite small or large venue?
Least favorite small or large venue?
Comerica.
Ford Field's rough.
Yeah.
And Comerica because of just the size of what they are. The shelter's also kind of rough to film at too. The sound quality is a little bit rough.
Do you have any tips?
Put a plug in for the Machine Shop. Anyone get a chance to go to the Machine Shop?
Do
because they put on they get great big name bands there, and it sounds phenomenal inside.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It really does.
Any tips you want to give concert goers to make the concert going experience better? Any pet peeves?
Plan ahead. If you're going to be down there and you're going to be standing for the whole time, understand that you are going to be standing.
Oh, yeah.
Probably shouldn't wear flip flops. You should wear comfortable shoes. You should make sure that, you probably haven't had any water to drink or anything after like noon. Otherwise, you're going to lose your spot. Right? You know, I mean, it's the day of the show. It's you got to put some effort into it. You got to know that what you're doing.
Bob, you can't go to the bathroom at all because you'll lose your spot.
You lose your spot.
You can go to the bathroom, but
do you use a stadium pal?
There's ways of doing it that I just would prefer to.
Yeah, you pee on the ground. That's fine.
Depends.
Not,
I mean, adult diapers.
Depends. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you never done that, Bob?
Depends.
No, sir.
Have you ever used an adult diaper?
No, sir.
No, not
stadium pal.
Not yet.
Yeah. Let me guess. You pee in a cup?
No.
What?
They throw you out for that. I've seen people get rolled on
Did
out of there
film
for
it?
That.
Yeah. You should film that.
Hey, Bob, can we ask what you do for a living that you're able to do all these great shows?
Yeah. Let's get personal.
He's mysterious.
I am typically out by 5.
Okay.
Just put it that way. And, you know, sometimes
that's cool. That's perfect.
There's half days that are needed, but that's why they give you time off.
I'm trying to. I feel like there's something lost in translation here. Does this mean Bob?
No, he's just trying to say that he's out in time to go to concerts.
Does this mean Bob works for the government?
No, I do not. But just rather just say that I work a pretty much a normal 9-to-5.
Well, and I'm super glad that you're going to all these shows because I have the will to go, but then I just never do. So.
Live vicariously for Bob's YouTube channel.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a lot of fun, and I've been asked, you are one of many that has asked, how do you go to all of them?
Yeah.
Well, you schedule it. You budget it, you schedule it. Same thing as people who have kids in travel hockey or travel baseball. they got to make the plans to get where they need to get to. Mm-hmm. We make the plans, we get where we need to get to.
Sure. You do last minute stuff on StubHub, like last day to go to a concert. Is that a good way to go?
That's actually how we got the seats for Stone Temple Pilots.
Really?
Oh, wow.
That was bought at about 5:45 after doors had been open for 45 minutes. So
wow, you still
sometimes if you're willing to, you can just get on down there and see what they got at the box office.
Has there been a show, Bob, where you said, I just got to see this show. I want to get some stuff up on the Bob Rich YouTube page, but I just can't spend the money.
No.
Endless energy. Well, you're really a rock videographer at this point. You're officially that.
It's fun. It's really a lot of fun. We've gotten so much concert merchandise and set list and guitar picks. And actually last night, if I can throw out our story, the drummer for Slayer hides drumsticks inside the venue at every single stop they go to. And what you do is you look on his Instagram page, and they'll give like a little clue where it is. Well, a really long story, but we had early entry to get in there and went upstairs at Van Andel and looked in a potted plant. I walked out with his hidden drumsticks. Oh, nice. So it made the trip worth it. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
And then he recognized it on his Instagram page and so forth. So it was pretty neat. But it's those kinds of things that, you know, all the little trinkets you get from a show and all the memories.
That's cool.
We're watching you too now. Obviously, you're a huge Iron Maiden fan, but what about shows maybe that you didn't expect? Somebody, you know, it's a big artist, I'm not a big fan, but then you go and you find out, holy shit, what a great show. Do you have any of those like that?
Yeah, that was one of them. I'd never seen you two. And wanted to see them in a, you know, in that kind of a venue. And that was another one that was a full-on commitment to be able to get down to where we were. The fan club ran a thing for everyone with a floor seat that they had to show up like Friday night or Saturday and get a number, a Sharpie marker number on their arm, on their hand. So that was Friday morning. Saturday morning, we had to go down there and do that. Sunday morning, the day of the show, we had to be back down at Ford Field at 7:30 in the morning to get lined up to get a wristband to come back again at 12:30 to get in line based on which number we had.
Wow,
and then we were allowed to go in the venue at 5 o'clock.
Holy crap.
I have a feeling Bob puts a lot of time into this. Is there anyone in your life that says, gee, Bob, could you slow down on the concerts a little bit?
You're single, aren't you, Bob?
No, I'm not. Actually, no, I'm not.
Your wife loves music.
Absolutely. She's right there with every single one of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I pictured Bob buying a single ticket.
I wish you would have smacked this guy's hand in front of you at YouTube.
Yeah, during one.
Well, during all of them.
He's got his finger up. Yeah.
Really annoying.
Yeah, we know.
The second stage was much more difficult than the main stage was obviously a lot easier, but the second stage, the Joshua Tree stage, was pretty far out in the crowd.
Yeah. Is anyone you mentioned the one time you were approached for video, the Silver Dome being blown up, but has any of the bands or people related to bands ever contacted you and said, hey, man, great videos, we're going to use one of those? Or
Queensryche did. Queensryche put a couple of my videos up on their Facebook page and thanked me for it, and, you know, fan filmed video, here you go.
Cool. Who's on the bucket list that you haven't seen?
Offspring, which will be completed next Tuesday.
All right.
How about anybody that you maybe didn't get to see that isn't playing anymore? Anybody like that?
From way back in the day, Zeppelin would have been something to definitely see.
I'm assuming you've seen the Rolling Stones and the Who.
I have.
Okay, of course.
Yeah. But few and far in between now that I haven't seen. You know, it's been a long time since I'd seen Black Sabbath, so I got to take care of that again last year, and was glad I got to see Dio before, unfortunately, before he passed.
Who has the best? Who has the best fans, Bob?
That's a tough question.
The most hardcore fans.
Define best.
Okay, best is in maybe the biggest emotional connection or the loudest, either one or both.
Slayer fan is quite the fan.
Slayer!
The Maiden does have a loyal following that they pretty much everywhere you go, and it's kind of like a brotherhood when you're down there in the pit. It's all cool. There's no circle pit, no moshing during Maiden, so it's typically just everyone smashed in as close as they can and enjoying the show.
Wait, Bob, hold on a second. I got to stand up for somebody. I know their music's a little soft for your taste, but what about the Deadheads?
Oh, yeah.
I never got into them.
Yeah.
Never got into them.
Have you been to a show?
No.
Oh.
If Bob, Bob would have gone, he would never have come back.
I asked Bob who he hasn't seen yet, and you don't mention the Grateful Dead?
I thought you were referring to, I a fan? And that's why, and then I hadn't seen him yet.
I'm just
not a fan.
I'm just busting your chops.
I do see you are going to the MC5, the big 50th year reunion show.
Never seen them and thought that, well, that's something that, from way back in the day, I'll go check that out. And I think it's almost a sellout, too, which is good for them.
Have you seen most of the Detroit bands, the Seegers, the Nugents, the Kid Rocks, the Iggy Pop?
Multiple?
Iggy, I never saw. Never had a chance to see Iggy. Nuge, Seeger, we went and saw Seeger last year. Pretty much everybody.
Just got around to U2 and Bob Seeger. I'm thinking you must be a little younger than me.
What's that? I'm sorry?
I said you just got around to Seeger and U2, so I'm guessing you're a little younger than I am.
Might not be that much, but just hadn't been able to see him it just worked out to be recently.
It's got a core rock genre, though. I mean,
yeah,
Queensryche.
Pretty hard.
Yeah.
But pretty intense.
Death Punch, Greta Van Fleet.
Maiden.
Most of my musical taste is that way.
90s.
It's kind of odd. As I've gotten older, my musical taste has gotten harder. Like Lamb of God and those kinds of bands that are just a really powerful show.
How about AC/DC?
I did see them.
That was such a great show.
Way back when. I wish I would have been able to see them at one time with Bon Scott, but never got to see that.
Well, everybody go to Bob Rich's YouTube page and check out some of these great concerts, and the videos are fantastic. The quality's good. And
subscribe.
Let's get you up to 1,000 subscribers at least, man. We should be rocking.
I would appreciate that. Absolutely.
All right, Bob, good luck. And enjoy the next show, which is...
Offspring at 311 next Tuesday.
Cool. Sounds great.
Have fun.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Bob. Bob.
Bye, Bob.
Yep.
All right. There he is. What a rock dog.
I'm gonna go to that show via Bob.
What a rock dog. Man, oh, man, oh, man.
He's good to talk to.
Whose phone's ringing?
Oh, that's mine. I think
which video, what band do you like the best that he...
I have to really go over them again, Mark, and see what's in my wheelhouse there.
I don't think any.
You two? Not you two?
I don't think you two would be.
Yeah, they're fine, I guess.
They're fine, I guess.
I mean, they're no monkeys.
They're no monkeys. The monkeys are out there. Isn't Nesmith and Dolan?
Yeah, they were.
They're out there. Not the same since Davy Jones died.
It's the guy that gave me the lowball offer for my house in Phoenix.
Oh, my God.
That I didn't really
want.
Yeah, he's wanting. I think he's getting ready to put
the
high pressure
on.
He's ready to close.
He's hungry.
Well, apparently you didn't listen to the podcast yesterday, man.
You want out of Phoenix?
No. I kept getting letters about, we buy homes and we see your house on Monte Cristo. So I said, I've got a renter in there, but I don't even know what it's worth. And so he says, well, how long is the lease? And I lied and said, I think they're out in a couple months, figuring that he'd at least tell me what my house is worth. So he says, well, would you entertain an offer? And I said, I guess. And so he offered me something that was about, I think, $60,000 below the Zillow price.
What?
I have no idea what I really don't know what the house is worth. I'm not really keeping up.
Come on.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, does
he
think
in a rush to get out? You got good renters?
Yeah, I do. No, okay, I was really using him, but it turns out he's also trying to use me and steal my house from me.
That's good.
So screw him.
It's business, man. It's business.
Oh, business. Schmizness.
Next time, just answer the phone and sing this song to him.
Is that Glenn Campbell?
Yeah.
Bass cover, of course.
The riff.
I assume.
No, it's just the regular version. That says
I'm leaving. He was so good.
He's no monkeys.
I prefer Wichita Lineman.
That's great, too. You know, I'm a Rhinestone Cowboy guy.
Yeah. I wasn't into Glenn's mid-70s. I like more of his Gentle on My Mind and Wichita Lineman.
Rhinestone Cowboy guy.
He's like a rhinestone cowboy.
I broke out the Bee Gees greatest on my ride home.
The kids must have loved that.
They had their own thing going. They have their headphones on, so I can do what I want. And I just, you know what, I really like Massachusetts.
That's a great song.
I was appalled that that's not the most streamed song about Massachusetts on Spotify.
Isn't that a good song?
It's a great song.
So good.
Song.
I heard a lot of Andy Gibb.
I like Lonely Days.
Oh, good stuff.
I like the Saturday Night Fever stuff.
You know, a lot of stuff that they gave away on Saturday Night Fever, like the Yvonne Elliman and all that, they still have on their greatest hits. They sing them.
Oh,
they
if
sing.
If I Can't Have You.
Yeah,
and that
they
stuff.
Sing that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know it either until I heard it on their greatest.
Not a big Yvonne Elliman fan, but
I understand.
It was a great soundtrack.
Great soundtrack.
They play Boogie Shoes.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Really.
They play
Here's
everything.
A song by a gay guy.
Put on your boogie shoes.
How come this song wasn't in Chappaquiddick? That's what I want to know.
Now, there was a fourth Gibb brother, Andy Gibb, who had a solo singing career. He died of heart failure
broken heart.
At the age of 30.
Oh, fart failure.
Cocaine abuse.
Broken heart.
She just said fart failure.
I know. She missed it. Victoria
Prince. Now, there was a fourth Gibb brother, Andy Gibb, who had a solo singing career. He died of heart failure.
He held a fart in, and it killed him.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is.
You don't want to do that.
I drove Mark's Lincoln for about 5 feet today.
Good. Yeah.
I had to move it.
Oh, you didn't take it to the store?
No, I didn't.
I'm offended.
I just moved it. Well, I had trouble. I didn't think I knew how to turn it on. Because I had Mark's
that's very
fob,
quiet.
And it has the start-stop button, and I couldn't hear the car.
Oh.
I swear to God, it is so quiet, and I'm like, maybe the car's on. And I put it in reverse and start moving. Like, what?
You didn't even
this
get a,
car can't be this quiet.
You didn't even get a butt massage?
No, I didn't get a butt massage.
Oh, I want to have a butt massage now.
That's in my new MKZ. My Lincoln MKZ from Hoop McInerney, Star Lincoln in Southfield, Michigan.
Nice.
They are Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership. Owner Jim McInerney. He's been a daily listener of the podcast since day one. Lincoln is the star of American luxury cars, and that's why the late Hoop gave it that name. And the stars do align at Hoot's Place with a newly remodeled showroom, immaculate service area, hardcore salesmen working every day, busting their hands. You love the 14-speaker Revel audio sound system. It doesn't matter if the car's on, Drew. You can just rock out to that. You're not going to hear the car anyway. It's so True. Loud. Check out the Navigator when you go to Star Lincoln. It's the 2018 North American Truck of the Year. The podcast and the McInerneys, they make it easy for you. All you got to do to get into a 2018 Lincoln is call our personal sales rep, Jimmy D. Call him toll-free, 855-567-STAR. His own phone line, 855-567-STAR. Reach him on email, too, jimmyd@starlincoln.com. He's going to take personal care of you, and you're going to get the guaranteed lowest price Lincoln will allow on whatever model you choose. So drive the star. Call Jimmy D, 855-567-STAR.
Hey, you know what we forgot to ask, Bob?
What?
You couldn't have forgotten anything. You guys got every question.
I think we did, too.
Did he get the last Soundgarden show with Chris Cornell? Because I was reading that there's an autopsy. Do you ever watch that show?
Oh, I don't watch it.
No?
But, it sounds like something I would watch. I'm really annoyed with the Chris Cornell story. He killed himself. He sounded like he was not in his right mind.
Right.
I think it's pretty...
Yeah,
self-explanatory,
done.
And the conspiracy theories.
Wife tried to get to him. Tried to get to him in time. She knew something was wrong.
Yeah, she did know something was wrong. He was flashing the lights at their house with his remote, which is so bizarre.
Very bizarre. Reels has Autopsy, the last hours of Chris Cornell coming up, and what?
What else Reels has on this weekend?
What
is that? What you're gonna say?
No. What?
Oh, they have the story of the astronaut diaper.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, they do. Cool.
Yes, it's on this weekend.
What was her name again?
She
was wearing a
she was so desperate
diaper.
Yeah,
she was so desperate to get to her man. She put a diaper on and drove 10 hours. Stopped for nothing.
Diaper
and loaded that diaper up.
But they're
Gross.
Claiming
it was in the police report.
Yeah,
they're claiming that there was a head injury that was not consistent with suicide.
Hey.
Okay, all right. I give up. I'm not particularly interested, but
they got you to turn it on. We'll probably watch it now.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're a Soundgarden fan, you should check it out.
Their shows are the real shows are good.
Have you ever watched this one?
Yeah,
I've seen it
a couple times. I get a little annoyed at the doctors that are on there who are clearly just
filling time.
Filling space and the Well, Chris did drink heavily as a teen, so we know his liver may have been compromised.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's a little dramatic.
There's a reenactment of the astronaut diver.
Probably Reels. Feeling slighted and ignored, Lisa took her obsession to the next level, and she used a key to sneak into Billy O's apartment.
Where's Lisa the diaper? Nowak logs the diaper into on? Billy O's computer and becomes unhinged by what she finds.
I'll have to control myself when I see you. First urge will be to rip your clothes off, throw you on the ground, and love the hell out of you.
Hot.
Lisa reads the emails between Billy and Colleen. And then she realizes Colleen had been in the picture longer than Lisa had thought.
Uh-oh. I'm only sure of two things tonight.
I'm wearing a diaper.
I love you, and I'm head over heels in love with you.
I need to see you. I'm having Colleen withdrawals.
That's a little repetitive, isn't it?
Let's see Colleen.
Whoa.
She dug him.
Couldn't she just have said, I'm head over heels in love with you, just one thing?
Lisa she's head over heels, she's Colleen's in love.
Shitting her pants for him.
And discovers that she will soon be flying home to Orlando, Florida.
Oh, there she goes. Wait, she's not wearing a diaper.
Well, she's going to buy it right now.
Okay, because she's wearing tight jeans.
I don't bullet there.
How is she getting the diaper under those tight jeans?
Look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is.
It's Billy O.
Period.
Period. I got something for you guys, actually.
What?
On this day in 2004. Speaking of your bands, I know you guys like the Dave Matthews Band. Am I correct?
No, we don't.
I like them.
Gross.
Didn't they dump human feces?
Oh, today's the anniversary?
Today is the day that they dumped human feces in the Chicago River.
On top of
a boat that was going below
the
bridge they were on when they dumped out all the feces from their vehicle.
Oh, wow.
Happy anniversary, a-hole.
I think...
there was a suit that we were still settling that
a
year ago.
Street Bridge.
I think that was the end of Dave Matthews as a phenomenon. Like, they were huge, and then that happened.
Yeah, then their fans found out that they defecate like everyone else. And
it's poop.
They were knocked off their perch.
Yeah.
Of course, everyone had their mouth open, too. Like,
they paid $200,000 to settle a lawsuit, by the way. $200,000.
Wow.
That's it?
I'm wondering if there's going to be lawsuits about this fiddle player.
Here's one of the passengers.
What's he doing up there?
Mouth wide open.
If you're a big Dave Matthews fan, we'd be happy that happened, that
Dave's
landed
DNA
on you.
In you?
Is Dave Matthews going to get hit like all these universities are getting hit because he had a fiddle player that was taking advantage
of
fans?
Of course not.
What a fiddle and faddle. What would he do?
When they sent... The one, let's see, I think it was a 17-year-old or 16-year-old who ended up being boo-fooed by the fiddle player.
Whoa, really?
You got boo-fooed?
He claimed, boo-fooed him for real. And he was some kind of a blackmail was being, it was a horrible case. Anyway, the kid, his father wrote to the band and said, hey, do you know what your fiddle player's doing? And my son's not the only one, and... blah, blah. Anyway, they sent him to a therapist, and when he got to the therapist, it sounded like it was being suggested that this was not the first person they'd sent to this therapist.
Oh, no.
Who had an encounter with the fiddle player.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So it sounded like there was...
Who is this fiddler
player? Boyd Tinsley's his name. Didn't he use the phrase, full jack mode?
Yeah, he did.
In one of the tweets or texts?
What?
Yeah, he was in full jack mode.
That was one of the heterosexual guys that he was hitting on.
That means he's masturbating.
He was playing in a band with that guy.
Ew. But
then when the guy was, when he was passed out on drugs, he woke up to that guy, wasn't he jacking it right next to his face or something?
Yes. Oh, God.
Little there. Battle.
It says Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, don't wake up now.
Well, there.
Now you're waking up for the best Pat.
What was the guy's name?
Boyd Tinsley.
Oh, there it is.
Distancing themselves from violinist Boyd Tinsley.
What's the story, Maz?
Well, Boyd Tinsley was supposedly the bus driver that time.
What?
Yeah.
What?
We're talking about this Dave Matthews thing.
Did the fiddle player drive the bus?
It said the bus, which reportedly was used by band violinist
so
Boyd Tinsley.
Freak?
Oh, he did it on purpose.
Was not occupied at the time of the incident. But Boyd Tinsley named in this suit.
Here's the one of the text. Gonna take more pics of you. Let me know when the swelling is gone or your neck is better.
Oh.
I would like to do it next week. You're such boner material and I want you at your best. I'm actually masturbating to the thought of your shots.
This is a guy he knows is heterosexual.
Yeah.
Who he's so nuts
band.
About. He formed a band on the side with him.
You're probably have to shave your pubes, at least above the cock base. I want you sagging some, with it being obvious that you aren't wearing underwear. Jeans are dirty, shirt is dirty, but your face and hair are immaculate.
Why?
Angelic, you get the vibe? We're going for a huge throbbing boner shit, wet pussy included. You're the dirty pretty boy of the band, and I have to sexually exploit you as much as I can without looking like I'm sexually exploiting you. I'm in full jerk right now. Catch you later.
Hot.
My God.
Hey, I'm in full jerk right now. Catch you later, guys.
As the heterosexual guy with the fresh hair and face, I think that would be a pretty disturbing text message to receive. He's implying that he needs him to, like, sex him up.
But kind of flattering?
To create boners in the male audience and wet pussies, too, occasionally.
Yeah, yeah. But it's kind of flattering.
Yeah, but that's just the wet pussies are collateral damage.
Oh, at least they got
the boners they're going for. Do they have a gay audience?
I don't know. Well, they might now.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. I just don't think that the heterosexual guitar players probably really up for being exploited in that manner.
Job security.
That's true. He was in a band with them for 2 years. I mean, he knew about it early on. Obviously, the music was more important than, whatever.
Tinsley, out of nowhere, started talking about the time he had masturbated while he was sleeping. So he didn't even wake up that one time. This time he spoke about it in full clarity. The way you looked while you were sleeping, I couldn't control myself. And that, wow. That moment I knew. Oh, that's it. That's the other guy talking.
The way you looked when I unzipped your pants and pulled it out while you were sleeping. Man, it was great.
And then I finished on the back of your shirt. Sorry about that. But you never said anything. I thought it was cool. I'm in full jerk right now. Catch you later. He typed that while he was beating off.
It's a partial jerk, by the way.
Oh, just where you're flapping it around.
Don't use that guy's phone.
I thought that was helicoptering.
Yeah, that's half 5/8 jerk. I don't know.
Wow. messages between, you know, guys, guy to guy, are they a lot more aggressive than if he'd been trying to sweet talk?
I've never been in a text message.
Somebody,
gay to gay dude?
Yeah.
Oh, they must have wild phone. They must have. I wish it would be great to be gay.
A little more
gay
aggressive.
Gay dudes to be on the phone with, man. You'd be talking boners all day.
Yeah, you never get anything done.
There'd be pictures and videos flying back and forth.
Well, there are between hetero guys. Just like some Bentley's texts.
Oh, yeah.
I think gay dudes probably go crazy.
It's probably themselves.
Gay audience will tell me if I'm wrong. I'm just thinking, if you're gay and you're like 30, I would imagine it is just boo-foo city.
That's awesome.
It's two dudes.
I know.
And you're in a band.
Putzing around.
Good for
you're
them.
In a band.
Yeah, they're always in full jerk mode.
The WNBA aftermath, the blowback from canceling their show.
I'm so speechless about this story.
They're so mad.
What's their problem?
It's so soft. This story is so soft. Okay.
Should we just play from GMA? Because the way
they handled it in the softest way possible.
What was that one columnist that you don't really like?
Christine Brennan.
Christine Brennan
was on there.
And said something that you pointed out about it.
No.
Like, what? You guys
have something in common with Christine Brennan?
You guys are on the same page. She's been on the show before with you guys.
Yeah, I know. About Brent
Musburger. The WNBA is corporate welfare. They lose money. The NBA.
They carry them. Just because they have to.
Because they're nice. Right. Because they're helping the girls.
Yeah.
Sport does not support itself. So anybody who has an ego in the WNBA has a misplaced ego.
There's no question about that.
They paper the houses. They don't draw big crowds.
No.
There were a lot of tickets they had to refund, though.
Bullshit.
That's what they said.
Themselves.
What that story
it was
said.
Breast cancer night, which is the biggest night of the year, apparently. If there are 1,000 people going to watch a WNBA game, there's no reason to cancel it. There's no reason.
That's a big
and
crowd.
By the way, the chance of injury because you slept in an airport?
I know.
What?
Ridiculous.
I thought you were an athlete.
Come on, honey. Grow a pair. of ovaries.
The other thing too, comparing it to the NBA, where they have chartered planes. The NBA makes billions of dollars. The WNBA loses money. It's very simple. It's nothing to do with men and women, as some people are suggesting. Oh, they treat the women like shit. No one wants to watch the women.
And nobody brought up the fact that Michigan chartered a plane. It crashed, and they still made it to the game
you.
The next day. Well, it pisses me off.
Well,
you know what? They get paid less than the women because they don't get paid anything.
I read a story today where.
Free education.
Yeah, right.
I read a story today where
free food.
All four sports have given multiple examples of teams whose travel got screwed up and they arrived at the arena very late and they just fucking played because they know the crowd's there. They've spent money. They've made plans. They've bought their tickets months ago or weeks ago, and you don't do that.
I know, but Robin's very upset about it.
The chick that tweeted, by the way, no sleep, no beds, no food. What? No food? They couldn't get food?
WNBA team.
By the way, they're calling it backlash. Who's the backlash against?
From them.
There's no backlash.
They're mad that they had to be charged a forfeit.
Yeah, because you didn't go. You didn't want to play. They chose.
They were
not
there, and they couldn't. They said
they're
they
mad
couldn't
because,
play
because the guys get the private jet, and the guys don't have to play if they have a certain amount.
Well, then
of
you
travel
know what?
Time.
No, the
play
guys.
In the
no,
NBA,
the guys.
Then.
The guys do play though. The
Let's
guys.
Hear it,
the, how often is an yeah, NBA game canceled because of travel?
Never, but they
to forfeit after they decided not to play a game due to health and safety concerns. The Las Vegas Aces
safety
experiencing
concerns.
Flight trouble, spending
Suck
25
Who wrote
hours
that
traveling.
Robin.
And then they get to the game, it's set to tip off just 4 hours later,
just
and they decided
hours?
Not to play. And ABC's Ryan Smith is here with the story. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Robin. You know, the Aces were dealt two losses Aces. On Tuesday on the court to Atlanta.
Dealt.
Last night,
like the name.
And again with the WNBA's forfeit ruling, the first in its 22-year history. And while the league cited difficult in rescheduling the game.
Their logo looks like a vagina.
Players are standing by their decision to sit out.
Oh. Outside to McBride. She'll fire and hit a three.
This morning, basketball fans are calling foul, saying there's a double standard for the women's league versus the men's league after a travel snafu forced the Las Vegas Aces to forfeit a game. The team was flying from...
Why aren't they mad that they're playing on the Georgia Tech court and it doesn't
what
say...
five people.
What's the double standard again?
Oh, because the NBA makes money.
From Las Vegas to Washington, D.C. last Thursday, originally scheduled to depart just after 1 p.m.
Oh, no.
But a series of delays and cancellations meant they didn't take off until after 1 in the morning with a nearly 5-hour layover in Dallas. The team finally arriving at their D.C. hotel around 4 p.m. the next day, more than 25 hours after their travel nightmare
this
began
never happens
and
to
only
anyone.
4 hours before tip-off.
Wait, pause
the
for
Aces
a second.
Deciding as a team.
This happens to people when they're making money.
Yeah.
These people are losing money.
Yeah, what if
they are? No, it's a net. The league loses money. It's not a profitable enterprise. Well, my point is, when you're making money, you play the game.
I didn't even think about this angle. What if there was a powerful businesswoman going for a meeting? Would she cancel the meeting?
No, she wouldn't cancel the meeting. But they're acting like they could have been injured. They were there they had 4 fucking hours to get ready for the game.
Yeah,
take a three-hour nap.
Take a nap.
What, they couldn't sleep in any of those 25 hours. They all were up the entire time.
Why bother going to D.C.? Why bother? Just stop in Dallas and go back home.
Yeah, if it was that bad, why did they get on the plane to go to D.C. if they weren't going to play?
Not to play, citing the hours spent in airports and airplanes, in cramped quarters, and having not slept in a bed
logo,
since
Mark.
Wednesday night, apologizing to fans, but saying that taking the court would put us at too great a risk for injury.
What?
One player tweeting, no shoot around, no night of sleep, no beds, no food.
No food?
And you want us to play? Okay.
Blood coming out of her.
Wait, they have no food in Texas?
No.
And a loss for missing the game. The decision drawing outrage. Many noting the disparity between the way the WNBA handles player travel compared to the NBA.
Yeah, because they lose money.
Men's teams get chartered flights. Well,
I've never seen the WNBA logo before.
I wonder who the logo is.
Did you notice what the logo is?
Yeah, it's like it's a woman shooting a layup.
Wait, the disparity.
Because everybody loves layups.
The NBA plays in front of 20,000 people paying $100 a ticket. The WNBA plays in front of 2,500 people who are half of them are paper.
They're missing out on all that those exciting layups.
Mark,
what?
This is
it's still a good. It's still good. It's good basketball.
Oh, how many tickets
for chicks? It's good.
It's good basketball.
You have season tickets?
No.
Their fundamentals are so sound.
They're very good.
Have you ever paid for tickets?
No. I used to root for the Shock.
Sure, yeah.
That doesn't mean it's good basketball. Compared to the Pistons, who'd you rather see, Pistons or the Shock?
And you know I love basketball.
Well, I know, it's better basketball.
There was blood coming out of her eyes.
That's why they get paid more.
Coming out of her wherever.
That's why they make money. That's why they have charters.
Agreed.
decision drawing outrage. Many noting the disparity between the way the WNBA handles player travel compared to the NBA. Men's teams get chartered flights, while women fly commercial. No. And the NBA contract prevents teams from being forced to play the same day that they cross two time zones. The WNBA, which is owned by the NBA,
They play half a season.
It certainly was troublesome for the players. They would love to be getting the perks that the men get. Unfortunately, women's sports just aren't there yet.
It never will be.
Aces head coach Bill Laimbeer said he's disappointed with the
Bill Laimbeer's their head coach.
Yeah.
Focus is to win as much as possible to make their first playoff appearance. And that forfeit puts that in jeopardy. They dropped 2.5 games of the final spot at this point.
Anyone knows the standings.
What was disappointing?
Did anyone in this room have any idea? Do you even know what league they're in?
Who?
Does anyone even know what the divisions are in the NBA? Like East, West, South, North? I have no idea. I don't even know what the divisions are.
Don't they all wait?
Oh, Trudy's a chick. You'll know their divisions. What division is the Aces in?
I don't know. Western division.
It might be.
I think for the playoffs, they just put them all in one pool.
I think they just draw. They just have a random drawing, and that's how you're seeding it. That's how you seed it.
They
don't keep standings during the year.
Where is it televised?
They have a swimsuit contest.
ESPN has it all. ESPN 2.
No, they have a Q&A to determine them. ESPN the playoff 3. Seeding.
Let's see what WNBA thing is here. Let's see if I can find it.
Well, let's hear Robin's comment. I'm sure she really has a good comment.
Puts that in jeopardy. They dropped 2.5 games out of the final spot at this point.
They're in the Western.
Just a handful more games to play.
And what was disappointing, it was Breast Cancer Awareness Night for the Mystics. And so they had a big crowd. They had to refund the tickets and then offer, as a goodwill, tickets to another game.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. I hope they find a way to change this in the future so this never happens again.
No, they're not going to make money.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
They lose money.
Now we're going to go to
George. Not a way to change that.
Vegas is dead last in the West.
Maybe to put men on the court, then they could change it because they would make more money and then they could charter.
Wait, they're dead last?
Dead last. That's 12-17. The season's almost over.
And they are...
How many games do they play?
They played 30 so far, and the team, it's almost over.
Wait, didn't that story talk about them making the playoffs and they're in dead last?
12.5 games out.
What is this? The
everyone makes
Arena
the playoffs.
Football League?
Everyone but one team makes the playoffs.
Did you see the Arena Football League? The team that went 2-10 won the championship because every team makes
the playoffs. Well, when Kiss had a team, they were 3-14 and they almost made the playoffs.
It's ludicrous.
This story here is really good because it was a good follow up.
Their post talk about the cows.
Yeah, the cows chasing. Chasing a carjacker?
It's the worst crosstalk.
She's getting right to law enforcement where she was taken into custody, and it seems like she was probably happy to see the cops and get away from the cows.
Holy cow.
Holy cow. That's a good one. I like it.
There you go. Like one of our producers. A good visual.
Exactly.
Oh, George is so bored.
I love the video there, the cows chasing the woman. Like they knew.
George is like, can we talk about Rick Gates again?
Do you, Mass, do you have Laimbeer's number?
I did. It's disappeared in my phone. I did have it. It's disappeared. I just looked.
Oh, man.
I know. I have it on a hard copy, but it's at home.
Well, great. It's at home.
I know. My phone's got
You can call him later.
My phone's got a lot of missing numbers on it. It's unfortunate.
The other story on Good Morning America, for some reason, the Today Show didn't land or something on my DVR, but the dog leasing story, did you happen to see that?
Dog leasing.
Some of the dogs that they sell now are so expensive that people will lease them and pay over time.
If you can't afford a dog with the upfront payment, then you should not buy that dog.
I agree.
You should not lease a dog.
Thank you, sir, but we don't want any of these dogs. Good luck getting rid of them.
I don't understand these people that have no money and yet they'll pay $1,600. Oh, it's a breeder. It's this breed. There's a million mutts that are great, fantastic dogs.
That's the upshot of it too. Is you buy Max for
$500 on Friday. So.
Whoa!
And
have to lease
Layla
Mags.
Free?
The girls wanted me to say Bogo. Hi to Layla and Mags. By the way,
Bogo.
They say hi back.
They do.
But then these people paid $140 a month for 2 years to lease their dog. And then they didn't want to pay the balloon payment at the end, so they're going to...
As long as it's the balloon payment.
It's like $300.
They can't afford this dog! God!
Repossession.
Trudy recoiled.
A two-year-old golden retriever.
That's stupid.
Their dog was repoed?
Is going to be. Probably not after this story, because kind-hearted people will probably chip in.
Repoed dog. Oh, yeah, let's start a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe for the dog.
which is even dumber. The rental they probably dog. Can't pay their mortgage, yeah, why and, should... and people are having GoFundMe for their fucking balloon payment for their dog. By the way, $140 a month for 2 years, and you still have a balloon payment? What kind of fucking dog is this?
It was just a golden retriever. Wait a That's sec. All it was. It wasn't any of
those. $140 a month.
That's
for 2 years.
For 2 years.
$1,400.
Why?
That's $3,300, and there's a balloon payment afterwards? They're Does the dog come with a car?
Do you get food? How much are golden retrievers?
I didn't think they were that expensive, but $3,000 dog? I don't know.
Plus the balloon payment.
Plus the balloon payment.
The balloon payment's usually pretty big. I mean, if it's like most balloon payments. What a ripoff. I'm going to the breeding business. I'm only going to charge $100 a month on my leases.
Yeah. I thought it was a really good day to be Mags and Layla, though, because they're all paid for.
So just another 30 seconds of quick research on the internet. You can get a golden retriever for anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500.
Yeah, but if you don't have the money, you could lease it, and that way it's only $140 a month
right.
for till the end of time.
Well, you remember when people used to lease like furniture?
Oh yeah, rental stores, those rental centers.
They can still do that, yeah, I guess, they can still and do it's like a triple what it would cost if you
like
would
for
buy
the Super Bowl, especially people would go and try to rent big screen TVs back in the day. Now, of course, they're next to nothing.
Right? Yeah.
Great investment. A lot of death and blood and money. Mm.
Okay.
Did you guys watch?
I can make that much money in 5 seconds.
Did you watch Better Call Saul? Any of you guys?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I cannot wait tonight. I'm gonna, finally sit down and watch it.
Yeah. Wait, you brought it up and you haven't even seen
it. I can't wait. I mean, I love that show.
And did you record it last night?
Of course.
You just wanted to tell us what was on your DVR.
I wanted to ask if you.
What
if
else you on your DVR?
I had to clean it up because it was a lot of like. Seinfeld? You know, when you go away for a week, it piles up.
Yeah.
So I had to clean it all out.
What percentage was it at?
Was at 89%.
Why did you have to clean it up?
Mine's at like 99 when I clean it up. It's always a mess. And it's working. It runs really slow, like anything I record.
That's why, Mark.
How many Batman?
Forever
did you
for it
delete?
To run.
There were 60 Batman. There were like 67 Leave It to Beavers. 14 Dennis the Menaces.
Those are the first ones.
Oh, yeah. Bunch of crap that you're not going to watch.
Hey, is there going to be a lesbian Batwoman? Did I see that somewhere?
Oh, uh-huh.
There is?
Yeah, they're making a new Batwoman show.
Is she going to get it on with other hot chicks?
I think so. I think that was the point. Isn't it supposed to be Batgirl? Is that? But it's 2018, so now it's Batwoman.
Really?
I'm guessing.
Well, Batgirl was a secondary character, so this I presume
she's all grown up now. She's Batwoman.
Maybe so.
Well, if she was 30 back in 1965, that would put her at what now? 70.
That'd be great. 80? If she was.
73.
She'd be
73. No, she'd Bat be 83. Grandma. Yeah, she'd be 83.
Yeah, Bat Grandma.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
If she's born 30, she's born in 35. So she
the CW, Batwoman.
Oh, I think I saw that, Mark. It was someone tweeted it out today. It was with the Orange is the New Black. That girl was in it, too.
Her real name is Kate Kane. High trained street fighter with a passion for social justice and a flair for speaking her mind.
She's not even Barbara Gordon?
She's a member of the LGBT community.
Hmm.
Are you going to watch it, Tom?
No.
That's sexist.
I'm you so have not to. Watch it.
You're a Batman fan. You have to.
Sorry.
That's sexist.
You totally have to.
Hey, there was...
You're sexist. That's horrible.
There was a significant amount of entertainment news today. First of all, the Trump star story, which we touched on that, but...
Oh, you did?
You know what I sort of missed about the story was the reason they said they removed the star was for his treatment of women.
What?
Now, Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yeah, that's the reason.
I thought they couldn't remove it, though. They don't own it.
Well, they voted to remove it.
Yeah, but it's ceremonial because I don't think they own it. That's what the story said last night.
Well,
it's mainly a ceremonial
the reason
vote.
They gave was that it was for his treatment of women.
Well, then get rid of 90% of
them.
Well,
that's what, I mean, the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and you're telling me that all those people treat women with great chivalry, the Bill Cosbys and the...
No, but Kevin Spacey's right next door to Trump,
he
so...
He treats women fine.
He don't care.
He ostracizes them.
It just was seemed so. I mean, what a dumb reason! Couldn't they have come up with something better than that?
Well, the reason should be because idiots are fighting in front of it.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
And then put it on the idiots.
And then the Oscars today, and it seems like every time the Oscars makes a statement, I always find myself going, "Oh, shut up! That's so dumb." And then once again, I said, "Oh, shut up! That's so
they
dumb."
They just did it here, Drew. Karen Drew just did the Oscar thing.
That they're going to hold the show to 3 hours now. Well, it was supposed to be 3 hours They've done this like three times where they've said, we're only going to do it for 3 hours. Because the ratings were down 19% last year. I think it was the lowest rated show in 40 years or some
terrible
long. It was a horrible show. But if they consider the fact that maybe having every other person go up and bitch about Donald Trump, maybe that might help the ratings. Yeah, or just
How about
talk
the awards
about,
no one gives a shit about? Do those?
Well,
no
yeah,
one
changing that.
No one needs to meet the accountants. We know that. I mean, no. Any jerk who has watched the Oscars could tell them 15 things they're doing wrong every fucking year.
Do you like the new award category? Outstanding achievement in popular film. So what is that? The best Avengers movie or the best?
Is it the highest
Impossible?
Highest billing movie or the highest box office?
Outstanding achievement in popular film. So they must take the top 10 movies and then pick the best one.
Why would they have to do that? It's
because it's an American Music Award or it's like a
But who cares about Moonlight? Which one? A lot of people didn't see Moonlight.
Right. Exactly. Go for mainstream.
They saw the superhero movies that really don't get.
Yeah, or Mission Impossible, which should win anyway. Yeah.
You guys like that? I know you guys
I
went
thought it was
last
great.
Week.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
I was going on vacation, remember that night? You guys were going to go the next day?
Yeah
we did.
At noon at the Star John R. Remember that? We figured that out.
We went to Tom's doing an information dump. Sorry. To hide the fact that he didn't listen to the podcast.
Well,
it was really
go?
Good. It was really good. Royal Oak.
Oh, very nice.
It was awesome. I got yelled at by the guy sitting next to me.
How come?
Because his phone was
My phone
on.
Gave me a notification in the first 2 minutes, and it was too bright for him.
It didn't make any noise, though.
It was on the darkest setting.
It was like this much dull light.
That's great.
I'm not kidding. He said, can you turn your phone off?
Oh, that's great.
Why should he turn his
phone
off?
Weren't there more empty seats? Couldn't he have gone somewhere
yes,
else?
Right next to him.
Seats. Yeah, move over.
Right next to him, which was full of all his crap. As I said before, he had a jacket, which I don't know who wears a jacket when it's 80 out.
Well, Mark, it gets cold in the theater.
He didn't have his jacket on. He took his jacket off. He wore it outside where it was 80 degrees, came into the theater, and took it off.
His jacket should have bought that seat then.
Yeah.
And
his bag that he had with him, too.
When it happened, I thought the best thing to do is to just turn the phone off, because anyone who would ask you to turn a phone off when it's got a 2x2 screen that's giving very dull light is not... He's unhinged. There's something wrong with him. Because I wanted.
Yeah,
really,
he wears a jacket when it's 80 out.
My heart of hearts wanted you to say, no, it's not making any light or noise. Right. It doesn't need to be turned off. It's like a tiny little night light that you can't even see. But I just figured if he's such an asshole that he has to ask him to turn that tiny. I mean, it was dull light. It wasn't even bright.
Did you and Mark sit
I didn't
next
even
to
know
each
it
other?
Was on, and I was next to you.
Yeah, and then when
next
you got
to each other, or did you have a buffer seat?
No, we were
next
to
each other.
Other.
Yeah. Very nice. What do you need a buffer seat for?
Yeah, buffer seat.
Just so you can bring up a Seinfeld reference?
No, buffer seat is where you put your stuff. You put your popcorn.
Oh, he had the buffer seat.
Yeah, the buffer seat. He's the one that wore the jacket, in case you didn't know.
And the backpack, and what else did he have?
I don't know.
And
he was in all black. If he was younger, he probably would shoot
it took
up a school.
Him 10 minutes to sit down.
I know. He's really annoying.
It was like he was going through, it was like he was getting on a flight and going through security. That's what it seemed like when he's got in his seat. I take my belt off. I don't see anything in my pockets.
And he laughed at the dumbest things in the movie, too.
Wasn't the theater
really?
Empty?
Yeah, it was pretty empty.
He could have sat anywhere he wanted.
Pretty much.
No, I know. But
he was enforcing the phone rules.
And we were at
would you look at that? A flip phone. They still make those things?
Remember last week when I was at the Mets game and I was sending you all those pictures you didn't want to see?
I didn't complain about the pictures.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I just noted there were a lot of them.
I'm just saying, there was so many empty seats.
What are you doing?
And this one group comes in about the fourth inning, and they want to sit right next to us. And my brother looked at him, the guy, do we really, you have to sit here? We wound up getting up and walking around, but there's 1,000 seats around us.
Maybe that's the tickets he bought.
That's the tickets he bought. That's where he's going to sit.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
All the seats are empty.
That's the ticket he bought.
Doesn't matter.
Well, why didn't you move to one of the empty seats?
We did.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We got up and walked around.
Just saying.
Yeah, I just think it's bullshit.
That's all.
I know, Drew, you're a stickler for seats.
Hey, why didn't you meet me at the Tiger game, by the way?
Which one?
The Tiger game.
You were way out in the outfield there.
Oh,
man.
You were snubbed by Tom? What happened?
No, we didn't get... There was no snub. We talked. We texted. She said, it was a lovely night. I'm like, yeah, great night. That's all.
Well, I told you where we could meet.
I apologize.
What were you doing, Maz? Sounds like
I was hosting this...
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys there.
I was hosting for our Zot Ford people. We went to the Tiger game that day.
Oh, who and were you hosting?
We were lucky enough. There was 14 of us.
Sweet.
Does that kind of work?
Suite.
Yeah, why are we the host?
Because look at him. Who else would be the host? Well, it's Steve.
I was able to...
These are your people from Holly?
Yeah, we went.
As you work with every day?
Yeah, the guys we worked with, we went to a game.
Jeez, make it sounds really formal when you say you're hosting all the people you work with every day. That'd be like me saying I'm hosting everybody at...
Did you have a mic, a PA system Jimmy to welcome John's. Everybody?
You're hosting everyone every day here.
Did you really?
No, I did not. Mark. I did not.
There was like co-workers, welcome to the Tiger game. I'm Tom Mazzaway.
So if you met Trudy, would they have said, God, is he rude? He's hosting us in the suite, and he fucking went and met Trudy. What is this?
Well, he could have invited me to the suite.
I'm not going to see him till tomorrow.
You were in a much better spot.
Oh, I see.
You were. Okay. You're in a much better spot. I had to do a lot of babysitting that night. I'll leave it at that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, was alcohol related?
Maybe. Perhaps. There were no, what do you call it, Mark?
Host and babysitter.
You know what I'm talking about.
What?
Can you say libel?
What? Oh. Maz is worried about getting sued.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So, did you happen to hear that Tom agreed to get drunk?
Oh, that's right.
What? We were going to get Tom drunk, and he said okay.
Drunk. I said I'd have a shot with you. Maybe blow some smoke in my face.
And we could give him a shotgun with some weed if anyone
was that
ever...
day you went away to the Denver.
Why did he agree to that? He never agreed to have a drink
the way
before.
Everybody does, peer pressure.
What made you agree to have a shot?
I don't know. We were having fun that day, and it sounded fun at that point.
Oh, no, I said something about I should have brought Jägermeister today.
Are you worried that it could open the door to alcohol abuse?
No, of course
and
not.
And you crashed on your mother's floor on Mother's Day?
Mother's Day of 85.
Yeah! I'm so drunk, I feel retarded. I was looking deep. I know I shouldn't use that word, but that's how I feel right now.
It's after one shot.
It is. Trust me, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, in
threshold.
In other Hollywood news, this Brad Pitt Angelina Jolie story.
How much more does she want?
She is so full of shit. First of all, it's pretty clear that she's not getting the custody she wants. She wanted to take the kids to shoot something in the UK over the summer, and Brad said, "Nope. I don't have to put up with your bullshit anymore. You're not running the show. I am the co-parent, and I would like to see my kids this summer." And the court has cleared him of all the stuff about he beat his kid or he beat up his kid in the plane and all that stuff. The court's cleared
Maddox.
Him of that. And determined that he is a fit
they
father.
They determined he hit an executive producer of a movie.
Maddox is an executive producer.
That's right. No, he didn't. It was his child, who, by the way, was interrupting his argument with his mother. It's not the 16-year-old's place to get pissed at one of his parents when they're fighting. I mean, that's just bullshit. So anyway, as much as Angelina loved it and, of course, made hay over it, because no one would have ever known about that or that it was even being suggested that he had gotten physical with his son.
Oh, it's her word.
She is the one controlling this narrative. And it's the same thing with this... she said she wanted full custody. I mean, I assume that she controlled the marriage as well because I don't know how much of this you can believe. The whole idea that we know these people seems kind of ridiculous, but I'm gonna go with it anyway. There used to be stories when they first got married that Brad Pitt's parents were sort of freaked out by the way the kids were being raised.
Yeah.
Because they would live in France for 3 weeks, and they would live in
Orleans,
Africa for
Cambodia,
a month.
Yeah.
And they had no hours of any kind.
They had no boundaries.
Yeah, no boundaries.
Any sort.
And apparently Brad was getting bowled over because Brad felt they should have some sort of semblance of a schedule in their life, and they should live in one place.
But you can't argue with her.
No. Her argument was that they're from different continents, and they should be in touch with their roots.
Well, then leave them there.
I know. It all sounded so dumb.
Once again,
the more
kids,
I hear, the more I believe.
Those kids, they hit the jackpot. They don't want to go back to Cambodia.
No, they don't.
Live in L.A. in that mansion. Do whatever
exactly.
they want. Skateboard. Beat off. I don't know.
She likes
know.
To
what
beat him down.
Do?
The minute he shows up that he's a decent guy, she likes to beat him down again.
Yeah.
Well, the big news being that he had not been paying child support for 18
meaningful.
Months. Meaningful child support, yeah, which is... You knew
what
that word.
What?
You knew that word meant something.
I don't know what that means.
Well, now it's come out today that he has spent $9 million on his kids in the last 18 months, and it sounds like a lot of it's for therapy. How the fuck do you spend $9 million on therapy on six kids in 18 months?
God help us, man.
Yeah, what Maz? What is Maz going to do if Maz has to take a couple of his kids for therapy and it costs $9 million? Or no, it would be $3 million for two of your kids over 18 months. How would you afford that?
It's impossible.
Where did you hear the therapy part?
That's in
L.A. for you
in the Daily Mail story.
I don't. In the
TMZ documents, he loaned her another $8 million so she could buy the home that they live in.
Yeah.
Why does she need a loan?
I don't know. That's what
she's supposed to be worth. $160 million. He's supposed to be worth $240 million, and she's making hay over money.
And he's also given $1.3 million in child support.
$1.3 million in 18 months. So that's
makes me sick.
About what, $75,000 a month in child support?
Woo-hoo-hoo.
And she makes a few bucks too.
Yeah.
Remember that part.
So does Maddox.
What? Yeah. Now, isn't the rule, I mean, I thought I heard them saying that in California, everybody's responsible for their own support. It's not
what
like
does that
a,
mean exactly?
You mean
when you have the kids, you're responsible for support, and when he has the kids, he's responsible for... In other words, you don't pay the other spouse?
Yeah,
ex-spouse?
That's what I thought they were saying.
One spouse
although
is
you have
a lot of money.
Well, yeah, right. And then if you have, some sort of a prenup or something like that. But
that was 50-50.
That's what I thought. No way around. 50-50.
Yeah, because there's some people who have really regretted getting married in California. But anyway,
in that situation, it's ludicrous that they should even be going through all of this because she has enough money to take care of those kids.
Yeah,
no, it's preposterous.
Has enough money.
You would think that they wouldn't want the PR. Well, she wouldn't.
No,
want the
she
shitty PR.
She released it. It's been under lock. It's been under seal. Apparently, she made a move to be able to say things publicly or be able to get certain information out there for her own purposes, which I'm convinced are nothing but to embarrass him. And she's done nothing but embarrass him. Now, I've heard him take responsibility for mistakes. He said, I was drinking too much, and I'm not drinking now. And I regret that because I think there were times when I could have been a better parent. I have not heard her say she did one thing wrong. Am I mistaken about that?
Oh.
I've heard her say that he did things wrong. But
she doesn't do things wrong.
I don't... Oh. I'm sorry. That did not cross my mind.
She's Angelina Jolie.
That's right. Yeah. It seems to me she has very high standards for everyone else but her.
Yeah.
Because it seems to me
he was
married to Jennifer Aniston when she fell in love with Brad Pitt.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she stole him.
So there's that part, and then there's the other
thing. I'm so in love with my brother right now.
She cheated on her brother with Brad Pitt. And then also, if you remember, she wouldn't talk to her father for, I believe it was over a decade, because he cheated on her mother.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like Jennifer Aniston somehow...
That's fine, yeah.
Should Jennifer Aniston maybe bring that up to her?
Yes.
Maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Just saying.
Yeah. That'd be a great argument, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But I'm telling you...
That she'd find a stupid reason why it's not.
Maybe they would fight each other a little bit, and then they would end up kissing.
Ooh,
would that be good?
Yeah.
Of course.
I don't know. She's not as... She's getting less hot every
Jolie?
Day. I really think with bossy, hot chicks like Angelina Jolie, as their hotness disappears, your ability to get along with them disappears as well. I mean, bossy hot chicks like Angelina Jolie. If she wasn't bossy and she was,
she's
a relatively
fun.
50-50 fun person.
She's still pretty.
Yeah. No, she's beautiful, but...
She's a weirdo.
I just think she gets less hot.
I think I'd rather have Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I think everybody would.
Yeah, by far.
But that gets old, too.
There's something wrong there. Because
she's going to make you go to Amy Schumer's wedding.
No one keeps Jennifer Aniston
What is it with her?
Yeah. She just gave a big annoying interview to Insta.
Oh, about weighing 113 pounds and how she lost the 8 pounds or whatever?
And he wants friends to come back.
I'm so bored with reading about Jennifer Aniston and how she stays so beautiful. It's like, you can't stay. She's not the hottest chick.
Do we care how hot she is?
Is that the only thing we care about Jennifer Aniston is how hot she looks?
Yeah, what else is
there? I guess it is, because that's all I ever hear about.
What else is there? Her hair? Who cares?
Her acting is pretty dubious.
I don't think it's that bad.
She was on a good show with some great writers.
Did you see the other celebrity child support case and a divorce case?
Which case?
Stormy Daniels, Trudy's sister.
Oh.
What happened?
She has to pay Glendon Crane $1,000 a month in child support.
Oh!
Plus the mortgage and the payments on the BMW and Cadillac. And she has
Have to pay all that?
I don't know. Cell phone bills, boarding expenses for her horses, and riding lessons for the daughter.
She's appearing in Jersey tonight. There was a big billboard, Stormy Daniels. I saw it on my way out.
She got to work.
Did they say what the cover charge
was? What the cover was. And I forgot what the club was, but it was a huge billboard, Stormy Daniels at the whatever.
Poor Stormy. He has to keep working because of the lollygagging porn star husband at home.
I know.
Yeah.
Who wears guyliner?
And he is. Yeah, I know. He looks so creepy, doesn't he?
Yes.
He just, you look at him and you just see dude porn star. Creepy porn, creepy porn star.
Right.
Like Dale DeBone.
I haven't seen. What does Dale DeBone look like?
He looks like Batman.
Batman?
Yeah, remember he played Batman in the porn.
I mean, without his cowl.
All right, let's see. Dale DeBone. That's, gross.
That's Dale DeBone?
Yeah.
It looks like Papa John's from over here.
It's Dale DeBone.
Oh.
Not bad.
Oh, yeah, he's got that look.
Hey, good enough for Jennifer Capriati.
That look.
Capriati was with her?
Him.
Him.
The porn star, Dale DeBone.
He's got some...
So Capriati only likes dudes in the hung jury?
He's got some nice abs.
Of course.
He's in shape.
He's all yours. There he is, his Batman.
That's his Batman outfit?
Wait a sec, what's his story?
No action shots of Dale DeBone?
Oh. Jennifer Capriati was... Oh, wait a
she
sec.
Looks good.
Was depressed over her failed tennis career. And porn star X. She had a suicide attempt?
She's depressed about her porn star ex?
She's had a couple.
It's from 8 years ago.
Yeah, she's had a couple.
Couple porn star ex?
No, a couple of suicide.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She used to get in the hung jury.
I remember that, right.
She won't be depressed over her porn star ex.
She used to
love her.
Wait a sec. My understanding is that
wait, Maz, you used to love Jennifer Capriati
when she was 13?
I love tennis. Especially back in the day.
Women's tennis?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
How often do you watch it?
A lot.
Do you like watching sports?
I'm not good in it.
Women's tennis.
Do you like sports?
Great.
Do you prefer sport that moves a little more slowly?
I like
than
women's
the male
tennis
version
much better than male tennis.
Because it's slower?
No, it's quicker. It's easier. It's three sets. It's not five. I dig it.
They wear litters.
I will say this.
Little skirts.
Yeah, they don't wear much.
Women's tennis is better than men's. It's the only sport where the women's is more entertaining because guys, it's just like. They hit it so hard and fast.
That's
there's
it.
Never
it's just
any
an
volley.
Ace.
Yeah.
You just serve.
It's, yeah, so it's kind of dumb. And
it's
it
not
takes
Borg
forever.
McEnroe. It's not Connors anymore. It's not Pete Sampras.
Jennifer Capriati, though, I thought she was really a good tennis player. Wasn't it just
she
for
was.
A couple of years?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She had a
when
good
was, like,
quick run.
Did she win Wimbledon or anything?
She might have.
God, she got some guns.
Woo.
Holy crap.
She helped her get DeBone.
What's Jennifer Capriati doing now when she's not depressed?
I
swear to God, the only thing I read about is when she's either arrested, depressed, or with a porn star.
That's about it.
That's her life.
She was with one porn star.
I know, but that's what I heard about her then.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, otherwise I don't hear about her.
Let's see what the most up-to-date thing was on her Wikipedia page.
I mean, there's so many of those girls that are tennis stars at like 14, and then by 18 they're in jail. And
she had problems with that.
Shame.
She's in the International Tennis Hall of Fame. Why?
Where's that?
She had a great run, Mark. A great run.
Ew. She was also one of the sexiest athletes in 2001.
I bet.
Okay, the most recent thing, 2013, she was charged with battery and stalking after following and striking. Former boyfriend Yvonne Brennan on Valentine's Day. Charges were dropped.
Day.
She completed 30 hours of community service and 4 hours of anger management. Yikes.
Okay. What did she did say she? Doesn't what she say. Did exactly?
Just
she beat the shit out of him.
Stalking.
Stalking.
That's what it says. Well,
chick stalking is that's weird. I mean, not that guy
stalking,
stalking is great.
It's weird.
Her last.
I just don't expect a chick to be. You know. I guess it's.
Oh, I think we are it's more insane.
But isn't it?
I don't know.
Aren't chicks sort of stalkers by nature? I mean, they're sort of in your shit. I mean, it's not technically stalking.
Right.
You're not following us everywhere. You're not driving by you know, a guy's new girlfriend's place necessarily. But you sort of know what he's up to.
It takes a lot of energy.
More than he knows, you know.
You don't have to drive by anything now with Facebook and Twitter. You just. Stalk their Twitter, their social media.
According to a police report, the ex-boyfriend claimed Capriati started screaming at him before punching him with a closed fist 4 times.
Whoa.
That's it. The ex-boyfriend, Yvonne Brennan, said he was eventually able to lock himself in the men's locker room.
Look at her, though.
At the men's, what, he has hit 4 times and he has to go hide in a locker room?
Look at the guns on her.
That's racist, scary.
That would hurt getting hit.
Listen to this. Four days later, he went to the police headquarters and then outlined what he said were seven other incidents pertaining to Capriati.
Oh, what a baby!
You know, this guy's soft. Yeah, he carries an umbrella.
He's a battered man.
He locked himself in the locker room to grab his umbrella.
Sad.
That's weak. I'm back on Capriati's side.
Oh, breaking news.
Yes.
I need Mort Krim. Oh, boy. All right, yeah. You're on the text string, Mark, by the way, of the breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Joey Morasso taking time out to tell me that Grosse Pointe Little League is crushing everyone in their way.
Again?
They just mercied Indiana 14-2. Will play Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern on ESPN in the Great Lakes Regional Final. Melissa, Michelle's sister, is their assistant coach, and her son, Michelle's nephew, Ryan, is on the team.
Hey, all right.
They have a really good team.
They're going to make it back again.
So he's quoting somebody. I assume it's Michelle's sister saying, if they win, would the guys be interested in talking to her?
Wait.
Melissa?
Women's
sport. Melissa's the assistant. Wait.
Yeah, she's assistant coach.
Melissa's the assistant. The chick.
I talked to the kid.
Wait, this is a dude little league team, or is this a girl little league team?
It's a boys. It's the boys.
And Michelle's sister is a coach?
Where's Abroad coaching?
Michelle's super athletic. I bet her sister is, too.
Where's Abroad coaching, though?
I know Michelle jogs.
And I was just at Williamsport yesterday.
What were you doing in Williamsport?
On the way home. I sent you pictures.
I saw the picture, but I couldn't figure out what you were doing.
The World Series.
Did you get arrested?
Oh, you went there to see the park?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Did people think you were a pedophile?
Of course not.
With bad timing?
No, not at all.
How cool is the park?
It's beautiful. It's really a nice setup.
I've seen it a million
times. These kids got it made when they make it there. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of, like, Mayberry.
Oh, I'm sure the kids love that detour.
Not Cooperstown?
No, it's Williamsport, PA. That's what a Little League World Series is.
Because I've been to Cooperstown, and they have that big...
That's the major league.
Yeah, like...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Cooperstown's nice.
The College World Series, Omaha, Nebraska?
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's at Lamade Stadium.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Negative.
Why don't you take
my brother played there.
I haven't driven through there, Mark.
What?
I haven't driven through there.
You were driving through
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
You drove through Williamsport.
Yeah, it's the first time I actually got off the Williamsport exit. It's 20 minutes off the exit.
Man, so I'm still
20 minutes out of my way.
I'm still stuck on the fact that Michelle's sister Melissa is the assistant coach.
She's one of the coaches.
Stud Little League team.
Yeah, good for her.
I wonder what her qualifications are.
They're pretty good. Remember last year, I'm just
curious because you know, guys, they probably played ball in high school or something. Did she say play softball?
Well, maybe you should
probably call
Joey and ask him.
I think it's more than 20 minutes out of your way, Tom.
But it's 18 miles off the exit. 20 minutes
off of what exit?
Off of the Williamsport exit, off of Route 80. What are you telling me? What I'm driving for?
I'm just curious. I don't like lies.
Wait, what?
He thinks I went way out of my way.
Well, did you go up 180 and around?
Some people are saying that you would go out of your way to see the Little League World Series park.
Is it more like 20 miles?
Yeah, it was 20 miles.
Oh. Well,
18 miles.
It's really far.
9 miles each way or 18 and 18?
Each way.
18 each way?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good
straight
detour.
Straight road, too.
Plus
no curves.
Look at the park. That's a good hour detour.
Easy.
Were the kids in the car?
Yeah, the kids went. They loved it. We went to the museum.
The Little League World Series Museum?
Yeah.
What's in the World Series Museum?
I sent you the picture.
Oh, yeah.
Why World of Sports banners there. They got all the videos.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where it began. Remember, the Little League World Series was on the wide world of sports.
Are you sure the girls really liked that detour?
They did. They totally loved it.
What did they like about it?
Each got souvenirs. They loved it.
Oh, they liked the souvenirs?
Sweatshirts.
That's pretty cool.
They were excited last year when their friends made the Final Four.
Oh, their friends were on the team.
Yeah, the Grosse Pointe kids. Remember, you talked to them.
Does everyone know everyone in Grosse Pointe?
Sounds like a great one.
The kid that you were in the pool with.
Exactly. Those kids.
Those kids. He's in the pool with kids. He goes to the Williamsport.
Possibly the show's most awkward moment.
He loved Jennifer Capriati back in the day. She was 15, making it to the semifinals.
How many does that stadium hold?
I have no idea, but it's really pretty.
Shouldn't the Hall of Fame be in another city?
A 1,000 kids and one adult.
Drew, I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, he also knows Master Bob.
Oh, that's right. The mayor of Middlesex.
We dealt blackjack together. I got you a souvenir there from Drew.
From Williamsport?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
That's a souvenir.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How long till the World Series? A couple weeks?
Yeah, another week. They'll start all coming down.
I guess we need to interview Melissa Michelle's sister.
I was looking.
I'm going to sneak in all my questions about her qualifications.
grill her.
I think she'd be up for it, Drew.
Do it.
Have her play What's the Rule with Eli.
Oh, that's a great idea.
She can't do any worse.
That's true.
It's a great idea.
That's pretty funny.
You know, on ESPN 3 or Plus, whatever it is now, they're showing like regional Little League games.
Yeah, they're getting there now.
Why?
What else you want on the show?
Well, they show the community.
You like all your crappy soccer games that don't mean anything.
They had Chelsea Man City.
I'd rather see the kids play ball than watch your soccer guys.
Yeah, that sounds normal.
Yeah,
that's why Little League is so huge in soccer. It barely registers in the ratings.
Yeah, not here in the U.S. It don't.
Yes, it does.
Little League outdraws the soccer in America.
Bullshit.
Well, they keep Little League attendance figures.
Yeah.
For all the games? For all the games?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you let me abuse Mark's sport? Give me a little.
I just like that you're fighting back. Let's see. Was there more Hollywood news? I feel like
yes,
left
a ton.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell.
Who says all Trump's audiences are actors. That would be a lot of acting.
Moron. The Trump. The speaking engagements actors in the stadiums. Is she serious?
She may not have heard the question right, but she was responding to that, and they redirected.
Any audio? I want to hear her say that. That's so bizarre. That sounds like Alex Jones.
It was in Kimmel's monologue.
Okay, I'll look for it.
Last night.
Doesn't it sound a little Alex Jonesian?
I thought that that's what she was trying to do, you know, because it's almost like his claiming all the...
Was it at a protest? Was she standing at a protest?
It was just a headshot, so I don't know where she was at the point. You know, he just uses clips, so... But it's in his monologue. So.
We talked about, you know, some of the people on Facebook who were saying, if you voted for Donald Trump, defriend me! And all these... All this shittiness going on all over the country in regards to politics that, you know, if you like him, I don't like you. If you don't like him, I don't like you. And just all this general shittiness. And then I heard Rosie O'Donnell talking about the fact that if anyone was her friend and they voted for Trump, then she doesn't want them to be her friend. And then she insisted that I don't have any friends that would have voted for Trump. I know they wouldn't. I know they wouldn't have done that.
You know,
I mean, implying that it's virtually a criminal act meant to hurt people to vote for Donald Trump. And it was just really weird hearing someone say it the way she said it. I mean, it was like it was.
There were
60 million people that just literally want to destroy the United States. Who voted for Donald Trump or they're doing it to spite her, or it was just really, it was just weird the way the conversation was very odd.
There is more to life than all that drama.
Yeah.
And
that's what I think a lot of people have
not figured
out.
Why are you breaking up with friends over something like that?
Must not have been good friends then.
I think if maybe people could just maybe take the month off from politics, they might realize that, you know.
Then the other side might win.
There isn't even an election for two more years.
I mean, the argument, hearts and minds.
I was at a family party on Saturday after the Hamiltonian. Yeah, we took Sammy to the track. So my sister has
Hashtag
a family
girls
reunion.
Night.
Yes. So we have a family reunion. Everyone that we haven't seen for years is there. There's about 80 people there. My aunt and my cousin, my two cousins from Asbury Park, New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
Big Trump people. Big. I think 3/4 of my family in New Jersey are Trump people. But outlandishly, like they are like... In your face type people, and I never ever comment on anything.
Now, if you had the same reunion 8 years ago, would they be big? Or 12 years ago, would they be in your face about George Bush?
No, because now they have you have this platform, like they're all on Facebook. I mean, you should see this shit.
Oh, because of social media.
Yes. Talking to me about something, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, my Aunt Rita says, "Hey, Tommy, you really got to like what Trump's doing for Michigan. He's going to get you. Should ask him for your own radio station. He'll get it for you. He'll do this for you." I'm like, what?
What? Okay,
She's like, "You like him, right?" I'm like, yeah, I loved him on The Apprentice. I said, yeah, he was great.
What a Tom answer.
And I bumped into another cousin, and I got the fuck out of there. I didn't want to deal with it. I mean, they're crazy. Crazy
so did any arguments break out?
No, I just ran the hell out of there.
No, what about the anti-Trump people?
No, they're not. We're not stupid. You don't argue. You can't argue. There's no arguing with these people. None.
Well, in their defense, not their defense, but in some people's defense, they would say there's no arguing with.
Okay, yeah, but I don't want to argue. I don't want to talk about it. I don't give a shit.
Oh, no, I don't. Honestly, I don't know why anyone wants to talk about it. It's talked about so much.
Like, you want to talk sports? I'll talk sports with you. I don't want to talk politics.
Yeah.
It's the last thing I want to talk about.
Here it is.
So I will never lose a friend over politics is what my goal is.
The story is that the White House still has a TiVo.
Yeah. I love TiVo. I miss that blip blip sign, the sound.
Yeah. TiVo was the best.
I love TiVo. Why did it go away?
You know what? Mark, hit pause this a second.
I think Sony bought it.
Yeah, you know what? They screw you.
Then it got crappy.
Xfinity, which I have, and you
Me
have.
Too.
They had a great app where you could tape your shows from your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that anymore. But as of a year ago, TiVo put their stamp on it. You're not allowed to do that. TiVo is the only one that you could tape your shows with. You cannot use the app. The app is useless now that Xfinity has. You cannot tape your shows from your phone, which used to be the best.
Well, you can watch whatever's on your DVR.
You can watch,
though.
But you can't tape a show. Like if I forgot something, oh shit, I want to tape something. I used to go right to the DVR and
you can't
tape
hit
it.
Record on your phone.
No, you can't do it anymore. Uh-huh. It's not allowed. That's a TiVo. Copyright.
So everyone should just have Slingbox.
Except I don't even know. Does anyone even sell TiVo anymore?
PlayStation.
No. Oh, you know what? It was in. Cut the cord. Actually, it's in Chicago's cable system, and I heard the blip blip sound again. Yeah. I was all excited when I heard the sound. I was like, oh my God, TiVo's back!
I know.
Rosie O'Donnell was on CNN last night to pay her respects, and she has an interesting theory about the people who come out to see Trump.
He's not only bad because he's a liar, he's bad because he doesn't know how to inspire people or evoke that emotion in them of knowing. And there, first of all, people are paid, Chris. You know that. People were paid since he went down on the escalator. He pays people to show up at
those
rallies.
But I don't know that that's why he gets tens of thousands at the rallies.
Those are not real rallies. You know, when he went down on that escalator, he paid all those people there.
What is she
calling
talking about?
Rapists and Mexicans rapists.
She's talking about his introduction
way back
press
when.
Conference at Trump Tower, and there was a Craigslist ad for people to show up there. And it's, but that doesn't translate to him speaking to giant crowds.
She's moshing so. That 20, into
20,000 actors are
no,
paid to go
ridiculous.
To a rally. Are you fucking kidding me?
But that's the problem. She takes something that might be slightly based in truth and explodes it like everybody does all the time, and it's fucking insane.
And it's pretty transparent what she's doing there too, because she keeps when he asks a direct question, then she goes back to the escalator. But
that's a huge bitch.
I've heard Alex Jones say the same thing.
Exactly. I know. And that's dumb because she's not going
to
prevail.
But I don't know that that's why he gets tens of thousands at the rallies.
Those are not real rallies. You know, when he went down on that escalator, he paid all those people there calling rapists and Mexicans rapists. This is not real what he's doing, even though he keeps screaming that you guys are not real.
Well, now that is an interesting theory. An elevator maybe, but the people at the rallies. I'm not sure if I'm on board with the not real thing. I mean, this guy and these guys and this woman and these healthy fellas and this excitable gentleman and this friendly lady, they seem quite real to me. I don't know. Besides, the idea that Trump is paying these people, sorry, Rosie, but that is ridiculous. He doesn't pay anybody. Why would he start with them?
Trump actually responded. You want to hear it?
Oh,
well, Rosie
really?
O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her. She's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. Rosie attacked me personally because I was very happy when her talk show failed. The other thing that failed, and this was a real monster, and everybody was suing her, was her magazine. Her magazine called Rosie was a total disaster. So I loved it. I gloat over it. I think it's wonderful because I like to see bad people fail. Rosie failed. I'm happy about it. She's basically a disaster. Well, she called me a snake oil salesman.
He loves disaster.
You know, coming from Rosie, that's pretty low because when you look at her and when you see the mind is weak. I don't see it. I don't get
weak.
It. I never understood. How does she even get on television? I believe Barbara made a terrible mistake putting her on, and I think Barbara's probably paying a big price.
Okay.
If I were running the View, I'd fire Rosie. I mean, I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. I'd say, Rosie, you're fired. We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out. Rosie's a person that's very lucky to have her girlfriend. And she better be careful or I'll send one of my friends over to pick up her girlfriend. Why would she stay with Rosie if she had another choice? She's trying to use ABC and The View to get even with me. But with me, we fight back. I'll probably sue Rosie because she doesn't tell the facts. As an example, I'm worth many billions of dollars. Now, she said I was bankrupt. I never went bankrupt. So probably I'll sue her because it would be fun. I'd like to take some money out of her fat ass pockets. I actually think they ought to look at her whole life and see where she's coming from, because I think she's got some very deep-seated problems. Perhaps it should be Rosie that goes to rehab. Rosie is a loser.
Oh,
God. They didn't even have the best one in there.
No, they didn't.
Or she ate all the cake.
How many years ago was that?
That was about 2008 or so. 2010?
That was Apprentice days, obviously, because you're fired.
I'd like to take some money out of her fat ass pockets.
He's very funny. He is a very funny guy.
I probably
Why couldn't he just still do that? Just do that instead.
Well, he's doing that, but he's doing it
in the middle of the topic.
With the gazillion of people that disagree with him, and it's a lot of people to disagree with. No, he'll fight back with anyone. Anyone says, you know, the LeBron story was interesting the other day when he called LeBron dumb, and he's a racist because he said LeBron's dumb, even though he says people are dumb every third day. LeBron, this was not reported, because I saw this story. I saw a lot of people talking about this on CNN and on Fox News, because I go back and forth in my kitchen. LeBron gave an interview about, I'm not sure if it was about his
school
or, but anyway, he said that Trump is trying to divide the country, and or he's trying to divide the races. And he didn't really expand on it, but it was a pretty, I mean, Trump's trying to divide the races. I mean, that's a pretty strong statement.
Well, using sport is what he said. I mean, he's referring to the national anthem in the NFL.
Well, I don't agree.
That's
the
thinking.
I don't agree that's what he was trying to do. I think he was using the national anthem as a wedge issue, because a lot of people feel very strongly about the national anthem. I have no idea how strongly he does or doesn't feel about it, but I think by saying you should stand for the national anthem, you get more people on your side than you get on the other side, and that's really all he's trying to do. I don't think it has to do with trying to put black people on the other side and white people on his side.
LeBron has a different opinion about it. That's all LeBron was saying.
Well, he was saying he's trying to divide the races, though. And I think Trump responded to that the next day and called him dumb. And
Don Lemon, dumber.
Yeah, that's why. Which Don Lemon is pretty dumb.
But anyway, I think it was a little bit to suggest that he just called him dumb out of the clear blue sky after LeBron said, and I'm not saying you should respond to everyone. That's the problem, is he responds to everyone. But there was something said about him a couple days before that. And my opinion is that he probably was responding to that, because it probably pissed him off. Because there's no one he doesn't respond to. If they get attention. I mean, I can't remember the last time somebody just blasted Trump and he didn't say anything.
Well, Michael Cohen, for a while, he never said anything.
Right.
Stormy Daniels.
Michael Cohen wasn't blasting him.
Did he ever say anything about Stormy Daniels?
I don't think he has he?
Or Karen McDougal? Well, Karen wouldn't really blast him.
I think he knows he's got legal issues there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he'd blast the shit out of both of them if he didn't have to worry about it. I mean, do you really think he would hold back against Stormy Daniels?
No, not at all.
And Michael Cohen, as soon as Michael Cohen started spilling things, then he started blasting him. But he was saying, I think he was saying, oh, Michael's a good guy, blah, 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 because he was hoping Michael Cohen would shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right.
So once he wasn't shutting up, he's not such a good guy.
No, he's terrible.
Still want to know what the Sean Hannity, has anyone said anything about that?
Nope. Nope. Doesn't Cohen have tax problems now?
He's got a lot
of
problems. And Paul Manafort. Why is Paul Manafort spending $1 million a year on clothes? How do you even spend $1 million a year on clothes?
They're pretty good looking clothes.
Jackets?
What are you talking about?
How wide his jackets all are?
Oh, they're all gross. Why would you spend that? $1,000 tie.
Why does he need such a lot? Why does Paul Manafort think he needs such a fucking
Because he's a looker.
I guess
he's
so.
Hot.
Yeah, no.
His ties, Mark?
Well, you can tell looking at him. He thinks he's hot. Oh, in a weird way, he does.
Oh, he does.
His ties were $1,000 each. Yeah, no, yeah.
Why would I was talking to somebody. $1,000 on a tie. That's like the guy that stole the $37,000 pen from the Chrysler fund.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
I'm guessing, because I was talking to someone about it, I'm guessing it's you pay for some of the service because they blow you while you're buying the ties. You know, you sit down and they bring you all that shit. But
all
that's
right.
still.
You could get, you
I
could
think
spend
you're still paying about
$50 on a tie
exactly
and be brought
say.
A glass of champagne.
Exactly. The House of Bajon.
By the way, when you give someone a $37,000 pen, do you try and like take the high road and go, hey, I want to give you this pen, and just hand it to him, or do you go, by the way, this pen's $37,000.
Google it.
And they go, what the fuck? I don't want to, if you're going to spend $37,000 on me, give me a car.
Yeah, I'll
Is it complete gold? Is it?
I have no idea.
It's a Mont Blanc.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe it's really worth $37,000.
Well, remember the news had that expert, that pen collecting expert.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
The problem is you have to find someone who will buy it.
The ostrich skin jacket thing, though.
Yeah.
It was an ugly jacket.
All his clothes were ugly.
No, they were.
Super ugly jacket.
He looks like shit.
The new update.
It's like he has one with dick skin.
All right, hang on.
That's probably a nicer jacket.
Well, it's definitely tighter. Definitely. Right, Tom?
What is?
Depends on the cut.
It wasn't cut. All his are cut really wide.
Ugh.
This jacket is awesome. Ooh, and it's tighter than dick skin.
So he's, you know, this case is going on, and the big witness is Rick Gates. Yeah. And he was grilled by the defense.
Oh, he trashed him. He got trashed.
Today they
in
found
the
out
crossfire.
It wasn't just one affair in London. It's four affairs in London.
Oh, he was stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, he already pled guilty, so I don't know why they're. You just, it's one of those things where you just hammer, so the jury goes, oh, that guy's full of shit. I don't believe anything he says.
Right.
Which is why they were talking about not even putting him on the stand, even though he's their star witness.
Well, he's another one.
He burned him pretty bad, though, when the prosecutor
talked to him. He's got these mistresses. He spends boatloads of money on all these mistresses, and I'm like, look at that guy. Who wants to be his mistress? He looks like such a tool, and he's stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's why they want to be his mistress.
Well, yes. Yeah, obviously. No, they're really like his whores.
Yeah.
Because he's just spending loads and loads of money on him, which he's stealing, by the way.
Yep.
I really haven't followed that case that much.
Which one, Gates or Manafort?
Except for that they keep saying, Manafort. I follow it because it's in the news every day, but they keep saying, Paul Manafort, who faces life in prison. And I'm looking at Nathaniel Abraham, who murdered somebody when he was 11 years old.
Right.
And then he got caught dealing thousands of ecstasy pills. He's had multiple assaults. He had multiple assaults in juvie. He just assaulted three cops yesterday after his arrest for indecent exposure. And then there's the murder, of course, way back then. But
oh, yeah.
Who cares about the murder?
Right.
Paul Manafort, who did I don't know what, a lot of stupid things. But how could he face life in prison? Doesn't that seem a little incredible? I just look at all these murderers. They get out in 10 years. And Paul Manafort faces life in prison. What did he do? He must have done something horrible.
He's not going to get life in prison.
Well, he faces, watch the news. They say it all the time. He faces life in prison.
He's not going to get life in prison.
Look who's got an umbrella.
He's on Tim Malone. He's on TV.
Is that today?
It's right now. That was a live shot.
Wow.
Speaking of Nate Abraham, there's more information on his arrest.
Yeah.
Let's see.
For the indecent exposure?
Yep. He's doing
what the littlest murderer do?
Deputies. Okay, so wait a sec. Hang on.
She was younger than I thought she was.
He agreed to turn himself in at 8:30 for an outstanding warrant for indecent exposure. This is today. When Abraham didn't show up, Oakland County Sheriff deputies.
As if he was going to show up, by the way.
I know. Well, this is the problem with letting him go. He was never going to show up.
It was a foregone conclusion he wasn't showing. Can't they just say when he didn't show up?
Yeah. So he didn't show up for the indecent exposure. They spotted him walking southbound on Baldwin Road, and they approached, and he took off. He just took off running. They caught up to him.
Of course he did.
Was he pitching a tent?
And if anything had happened to him, we'd never hear the end of it.
He resisted arrest. Punched three deputies.
Oh, he resisted arrest. What a shock.
Punched three deputies, and then they tased him.
Wow.
That's good.
Well, thank God nothing happened to Nate Abraham.
Yeah.
The precious little murderer.
I think it was his ability to make very sad faces that has...
Yeah, he does make very sad
that has kept getting him in and out of the criminal justice system.
So, the incident was 9:30 a.m. on Monday, which... Is 9:30 the best time to show your dick to somebody?
No, especially when it's also a little early. Well, it's not early, but it's a little late, I'd say, to be erect showing it to people. Maybe if he was rolling out of bed or something.
Was he erect?
9:30, he's 32 years old, and yeah, it said he was erect.
During the conversation,
he was rubbing a basketball on his chest while his erect
his
penis
shorts
was
were pulled
out.
Down. Yeah, why would you rub?
Yeah,
oh, he was rubbing a basketball up and down on his bare chest.
Yes,
gross.
While his erect penis was his shorts were pulled down.
Well, maybe his shorts fell down because he got hard.
Lady is saying, "No, I don't think I'm going to give you any coffee."
He got hard and just pushed his shorts down.
I guess.
Oh, Nate.
I think he's miswired, and I think.
I would say so.
Basically, when he's free, you're waiting for the next crime.
Yes. Yeah.
Really. I mean, the next time you can hear about him is when he commits another crime. So I really don't understand why the littlest murder. I don't know why he's ever got out. He murdered somebody intentionally when he was 11. They tried to say, oh, it might have been a mistake. But no, he shot. He had a sight on this Ronnie Green. He shot him and killed him.
Just for the hell of it.
He denied it, of course. Yeah, just because. And then he fought. He was a vicious fighter in juvie. He fought over everything. And yet when he was 19, he had all these people, including Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, saying, oh, he was only 11. He didn't mean to kill that boy. And then when they, well, that's when they tried to have hands around the courthouse, but nobody showed up. So there were large gaps in the in the thing. Womp. So they got the megaphone to talk to nine people, which was ridiculous. And I wanted the reporter to just say, we don't know why they used a megaphone. There's only nine people here. But nonetheless, before he went to court.
Give us the truth, Rudy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're reenacting Sharpton Alley. Oh, it's
just to demonstrate how silly it is. Do I need a megaphone to talk to you?
No.
They were just as close as you were.
Anyway, all these people. I mean, they couldn't. There was a line of people to say that this kid wants to learn. He wants to succeed. He should be freed. He's going to do great things.
He's got to show his dick to people.
And that was the narrative until he showed up in court in that white pinstripe suit with the pink hat and the matching socks and the rabbit mink coat or the rabbit fur coat or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And everyone said, God, he looks like a kind of a
don't wear that outfit again.
A pimp.
And then it was, oh, well, we don't know why he wore that outfit. And it really doesn't matter. He just is expressing himself. And then he said, oh, I'm going to be a rapper. And they'd been saying how he just wanted to go to school.
I make him wear whatever I think he's going to look the best in.
And he just wanted to be educated and get a good start like everybody else his age.
Right.
And then he comes to court and says, I want to be a rapper. So I don't know. Where are those people, though, who insisted he had to be out to do all those great things he was going to do? Where are they now?
Yeah.
I can't find any of them. There's no one talking about all his great plans anymore.
They faded into the background very slowly.
Because I think the people he assaulted and exposed himself to and stole drugs from would like to know what happened.
But I think I think what happened to those people, what possessed them to do those things, to put him in the pimp suit and, you know, oh, he's going to be a rapper and celebrate all of this.
Well, he put himself in the pimp suit. They didn't even know the pimp suit.
This girl did.
I make him wear whatever I think he's going to look the best in.
Fashion.
I think that there was a bleeding heart contingent about his being 11 years old.
We all want to think
so
the best
wrong.
Of everybody.
I couldn't believe that at his age, he was walking around in public with his hair parted down the middle.
But I feel like they're jumping into the spotlight on behalf of him because, oh, he's 11 years old.
He was just such a little murderer. He's the littlest murderer. He's such a cute little murderer. He's only 11. No, he's 11 and he's already murdering people. Why not look at it that way?
How old is this kid?
I think the parole board, when they parole someone, the standard should be, okay, if he commits a crime, you're going to jail for it because you're letting him out.
Oh,
and let's see how they do then. Let's see how sure they are.
Would not have been there.
No, you wouldn't.
That's pretty good,
happen.
Drew. I think you're onto something there.
Maybe. I don't know. Can somebody put that on my idea page?
Sure, done.
Where's my idea page? Somebody brought it up.
That's somewhere.
Oh. Somebody's got it.
I know. There's so many ideas.
You
can't even
keep
track of them.
Somebody emailed me one of my old ideas to point out how great it was, and I thought, God, I am not coming up with
ideas.
Great ideas
are welcome, but make sure you have the right one.
I feel like I'm running short of great ideas these days. Start using my brain.
Oh, no. Resigning from the species was a great idea.
It was. I feel so much better.
I believe I had that before you, honestly.
Resigning from the species?
I do.
When did you resign?
Well, you know, I've always been in the bubble. I've always been in my 70s
that's
bubble.
That's true.
I don't pay attention to anything. You know that.
You checked out in the 70s?
I did.
There was a story not that
everything
long ago.
Old is great. That's kind of true.
I had a good run in the 80s, though.
There was a story about a guy that was raised by wolves in Spain or something.
Did he talk like Nell?
Yeah. he was raised by wolves, and then he rejoined society and was so fucking bummed out by it that he wanted to go live back with the wolves. And I'm like, that's Drew. Drew wants to go live with the animals. You and Mags and Layla.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I just love the idea.
A few more Papillons.
A pack of Papillons.
Bummed out by society, so he went back to his
shitty life. But you still want to use the bathroom, don't you? Don't you want to use the John stuff?
Oh, I love being outside.
I wouldn't want to be...
Mags and Layla.
Wouldn't like that part.
Drew's in his backyard circling three times. Taking a dump north and south.
and then pushing his legs back after he's done.
And then standing at the bottom of the stairs waiting for someone to carry him up.
I know, who'd carry me up the stairs? Got it. Investigation ID. Is anyone watching it besides me? Is anyone watching Investigation ID?
Occasionally.
I got to go home and I tell myself I got to watch it so that I can say yes.
They had another great story last night about this guy, Mac and Muff. They were a married couple. He was 43. She was 39. And she was Muff?
Yeah, she has to be Muff.
How'd she get her name?
She was Muff. I don't know. They didn't say that.
Well, we all know, don't we?
Anyway, Mac and Muff.
Slapped on that
button. No shaming.
He had this fantastic boat, and he sailed all over the world, and she loved sailing with him, and they decided, we're going on one crazy trip, and then we're going to settle down, and maybe we'll have a kid.
Is that them on the TV there? Is that Mac and Muff?
Let me put my glasses on.
Is their last name Graham?
Yes.
Yeah, that's them. Gross.
So, that's not a great... What's wrong? What do you mean gross?
Her?
What's wrong with
her? Look at her.
Well, I didn't say she was a beauty queen.
She's all yours.
She's just... I didn't say I wanted her. She's Mac's wife.
You're defending her.
No, I'm not defending her. I'm just saying she was part of this story.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm just saying she's gross.
Huh?
I'm just saying she's gross. All right, carry on.
Is that the only picture of her?
Yeah, so far. Her real name is Eleanor.
I don't think it's a terribly flattering picture of Muff, but I didn't want her. I'm just saying she was just part of the story.
That's kind of a cool Mac and Muff.
Yeah, it sounded like a
couple name.
A team. I mean, like a
morning show.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it does sound like a morning show. You're right.
Can we start a morning show on
Adult Contemporary?
Fist Radio called Mac and Muff.
Fist Radio.
I want that.
It sounds slightly badass. Anyway, Mac and Muff were going on this final trip, and... He was a fabulous sailor. They had everything you could possibly want on this boat. He was incredibly organized. He was a great, 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 great sailor. And they were a good team, it sounded like. And they did go on these long, long trips. And he'd always wanted to go to this uninhabited island 12 hours south of Hawaii.
Mm, yeah. I wonder why.
What does that mean?
You were watching Investigative Discovery. I kind of have an idea where this is going.
Yeah, which just sounded... He knew it was beautiful because the Army had been there. It had been used as a base for Pearl Harbor in the 30s, I believe. But they had left there, and all he'd seen, I think, were some... He knew a lot about the island, and mostly that it was beautiful. It was very hard to live there, though. You really had to be prepared if you were going to spend any time there because a lot of things didn't grow.
Oh.
And so they it was a 12, let's see, was it 12 days? Yeah, I think they had to sail for 12 days to get there from Hawaii south. And they get there, and it's beautiful. I mean, they had shots of it, and it was an incredible island, and it was completely uninhabited. And they're kind of exploring it, and they're, you know, figuring out how to spend their days and what they're going to do, and... They discover, they think there's someone else there, but they don't, they're kind of looking around like, did they hear something? Yeah, and it turned out, then they see a boat, this piece of shit boat. And they're like, ooh, there is someone here. That boat looks like it's been operated recently. And sure enough, it was. And it was this loser and his loser girlfriend. And they had... no ability whatsoever to live on the island. They were planning to stay there for a year or something. Yeah. And what the guy was doing, this is when I think they lost their minds a little bit. First of all, you know, in the boating world, I guess it's only appropriate to ask someone, yeah, do you want to come on our boat for dinner? Because they had this great boat and they had all this great food. They fed them. They thought they were weird. And then the next couple days later, they noticed that the guy, who really didn't know what he was doing, he chopped down a coconut tree because he was tired of climbing the tree for the coconuts.
What a loser.
So, in other words, he decides, fuck this tree and any future coconuts. I just want the ones in it now. Then
he's a man of action.
He was shooting fish with his gun.
Well, once again, he's worried about his time.
Yeah, so...
Time manager.
Complete fucking asshole.
Was he an ex-con?
Yes, he was. Anyway, Muff... wanted to leave. She just thought, there's something really creepy about these people.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe they're getting off here on that boat. They're not going to live here for long because they don't know how to live here.
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Right.
And Mac was like, I got a gun. Don't worry. Everything's cool. Well, what do you know? Mac and Muff, who talk to the same guy on the radio, shortwave radio, every week at the exact same time, they start missing their calls. And this guy's like, uh-oh, I'm getting worried because he never misses his calls. And then all of a sudden, guess who sails into Hawaii? The guy and his shit girlfriend.
Coconut shooter?
Well, yeah, the coconut tree, the fish shooter. Yeah, he shows up there. The boat's repainted.
Hey.
But everyone knows, hey, that's Mac and Muff's boat.
Oh,
it was
boy.
A really unique boat, and it was an incredible boat. Yeah, and this asshole sailing it, and he claims, it was abandoned. Their dinghy overturned, and they died. So...
Sure.
They, of course, go to look and see if they can find them. They can't find the bodies anywhere, so they were only able to charge him with stealing the boat. Oh. So he's in prison for 7 years, and I think he may have
7 years for stealing a boat?
Yeah. Wow. Well, he had some warrants, I think.
How could they prove that they stole it?
Because he was in it.
But Mac and Muff have not reported stolen.
Well, but Mac and Muff are missing.
That's a great point.
They did not will the boat to this guy.
I don't think that they got a good enough lawyer. I think they could have got out. I think this guy could have got out of it.
I think he has some stuff he was already wanted for, like forging a passport. There was a bunch of bullshit.
Couldn't he claim finders keepers, losers weepers?
Exactly.
International waters.
I would have said that.
International waters, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like he had more on his side than his attorneys utilized.
Have they found Muff and Mac yet?
Well, very interesting.
Okay.
7 years later,
in
1981, this Australian chick and her husband, I believe, did the same thing. Oh, let's check out that uninhabited island, which is considered, I think they call it the Piramu or something, the Piramu curse. Well, there's really no curse.
Palmyra Atoll.
Except for Mac and Muff. There's really no curse there. Anyway, they're there, and she notices that a skull has washed up on the beach,
Ooh.
A human skull.
Wow, really?
Yeah, which has
what
a
timing?
Right in the forehead.
Oh.
Yeah. And then she finds this box that had come open, and it had human body parts in it. He had chopped up the bodies. And
Ugh.
It was actually Muff. They never found Mac, but they did find Muff. And so they went back and charged this asshole, and he was imprisoned for murder in 84, I believe they found him guilty, and he was I think he was just about to get out when she found the skull, so I don't think he ever got out of prison. Then in 2007, of course, he gets, I forgot how many years ago, but he was paroled in 2007.
What?
Yeah, he got out.
Him and Nate?
After killing two innocent people, he got out. He died in 2010, so he only had 3 years of freedom. But
bastard.
And that bitch is still out there. She wasn't convicted of the murder.
Bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, she just said, he did it.
He's dead now, though.
She's dead.
He is dead.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh, you said that. Sorry, I was reading about it. Damn it.
2010. He lived 3 years.
He was
a dirtbag.
He was living in a trailer home in Willits, California.
I wonder where he got the trailer home after being in jail all that time. Probably.
He claimed in a book about the case he had been seduced by Mrs. Graham and in the midst of
love making
had been caught by Mr. Graham, who shot his wife and attempted to shoot him.
That was a good one.
There's a book on it by Vincent Bugliosi.
I think there's two books. Ooh. Vincent Bugliosi defended her, I believe.
God, Bugliosi
got her off.
I thought it was the DA.
He was a defense attorney for a while, and I think he represented her. Stephanie Stearns is her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He changes her name in the book. It's called In the Sea Will Tell.
And there was a lot written online about it, and people are desperately trying to find where is this chick, you know, who got off this murder.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to her, and she's kept a really low profile. Nobody can seem to find her, but they believe she's alive.
Still? Oh, yeah. She'd be pretty old.
She's
be about 80, wouldn't she?
Oldest Batgirl.
Wait. No, she's like six. She's in her 60s, I think, because she was young. She was only 20 or so when this happened in 74, so she'd be 65, 64.
Reading about this, his plan was to go to the island and grow weed to support himself.
Pot?
Yeah.
Well, the crabs, anything you planted there, they said the crabs would eat it.
Eat it.
So, I mean, whatever seeds you planted, the crabs would dig it up and
Mac
eat the seed.
Mac and Muff had brought more than a year's supply of food for the voyage, but the other two quickly consumed their own meager supplies. That's when he started chopping down all the trees.
And Mac and Muff's
And
stuff.
Then he started eating theirs. So that's why they're like, get the fuck out of here.
He might have ate Muff. Literally. Maybe that was, I cannibalized
was,
her.
That was funny. Well done.
There was another one. Our correspondent, is it Jeff Smith, that sends us all these stories?
Yeah, Jeff. Yes.
I think he's one of them.
Yep.
Sounds
good like that.
The latest one is the son of Stephen King was watching the 40th anniversary of Jaws presentation. You know, they put him in theater so you could watch him on the big screen. And he's sitting there and he's watching it. And he just so happens, because he lives in Massachusetts, to have seen this picture of a woman who had been missing, and it was a cold case. And then he's watching the movie and he's like, whoa, wait a minute, that's her in the crowd. He has this, like, you know, goosebump moment where he sees what he thinks is the woman who had been killed all of these years ago on Cape Cod.
I got to say, though, she's very nondescript.
She's called the Lady in the Dunes.
Lady in the Dunes, yeah. So,
whoa. And, of course, Stephen King, his kid, has a book coming out about it. So.
Correct. Strange Weather. Yeah,
I mean, it's interesting, but...
I don't know. People are really fascinated by this. For some reason, it really has people's imaginations. I think it's the whole deserted island and
with this chick.
Yeah,
well, yeah. I mean, the thing is that he's trying to solve this cold case because she's seen in this crowd in Jaws, but no one knows who she is because the movie companies
was
never
that
kept track
was
of
that the Daily Mail?
Back then. Yes. Washington Post.
I've seen that story around just lately. It seems like it's floating around. Like suddenly, for some reason, it's really, well, for a lot of reasons.
Well, I think because there's a true crime podcast about this, which there are a lot of these kinds of things where there's a true crime podcast.
There's a picture of her, Trudy, when she was an extra, right?
Yeah, she was an extra. And they found her body resting on a pair of Wrangler jeans and a blue scarf. And then she's wearing the scarf in the movie.
There it is.
And that's
cool. It's funny how many of these stories just sort of
sit Spielberg killer?
No, I don't think so.
I think it was Dreyfus.
It was 1975. After that, the two biggest things that were happening on Martha's Vineyard back then were, you know, Steven Spielberg shooting Jaws and this chick disappearing. And so they're trying to figure out, like, who killed her. Because it sounded like a mob hit, too, where they cut her hands off.
Oh, wow.
Weird.
And, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they love cutting the hands off, don't they?
Right, so no fingerprints.
You know Donnie Brasco, the guy he fooled, Lefty Ruggiero?
Yeah.
They cut his hands off.
Yeah.
Because the theory is Lefty had let Donnie Brasco, who was the fake cop, who was the cop, the fake mob guy, shake hands with a made guy. So therefore, Lefty's hands had to be cut off because...
You can't do that.
He had shaken hands with the scumbag, and he had shaken hands with a made guy. So therefore, his hands should be cut off.
The offending.
I don't know. I mean,
the offending.
I know. Yeah, it's whatever.
That's,
I don't know.
It's
I watched
ritual.
This
ritual. Yeah.
I watched this Inside the Mob series on Netflix, and
isn't that great?
It was really good. But I got to tell you,
anything
I don't understand
with the mob. I just love.
I don't get the mob. I don't. They know who they are. They know what they're doing. How are they allowed to do it?
Because they pay off the right people.
On.
The right people are paid off.
The cops know who they are. The FBI knows who they are. Everyone knows who they are.
But the right cops
you
are paid
get the
off.
DA
the
guys to charge them, man.
The guys that run them, by the way, the Philadelphia mob, they had like 5 mob bosses killed in 8 years. I'm like, why would you want to be the boss of that mob? You're going to fucking die.
You always have a target on your head.
It's a good run, though.
Little Nicky Scarfo lived a long life. He lived to like Nicky Scarfo.
Who was the kingpin here in Detroit? Who was the...
Tucos.
Yeah,
wasn't
that's it?
The Tuco family?
What's her name?
The Tucos.
T-U-C-O?
T-U-C-C-O.
Yeah.
I think it's... Probably
I thought it was a longer name for some reason, but yeah, that was sort of the gang that didn't shoot straight, it sounded like to me. I don't know what
they
did.
Free Press article, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they really... In their later years,
oh, Toco.
Least. Toco? Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Jack Toco.
Should get Bernstein on it. Bernstein to talk about that.
Yeah.
Isn't that Scott's wheelhouse?
Yeah. Mom? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's good at that.
Well, it's endlessly fascinating. That Philadelphia mob too. Wait, no, it was the Jersey mob. It was when they had the 5 families.
Yeah.
One of those guys who made millions setting up these shell companies in Panama, who I think they provided I did really didn't understand it, but for some reason they were distributorships for gas companies, and there was a gas tax that they received that they were supposed to pay, and he never paid the gas tax, so he siphoned just tens of millions of dollars that were supposed to be tax dollars into this shell company of his.
Wow.
And, of course, he's giving millions to the mob, but the mob decides, well, he's getting too rich. He should be giving us more. So they start wanting to threaten him. Anyway, his father, who he thought would be so proud of him for this scam, because it was a brilliant scam. I mean, it was really ingenious. His father ends up, his father tells him, yeah, we got to talk to the mob bosses. They're not so sure about all this money you're making. So he's like, oh, well, you know, help me out, Dad. So his dad goes and talks to him first. He goes in there, and his dad had completely said, it's bullshit. He's got so much money. He's got boats. He's got mansions. His dad wanted him whacked. His own fucking dad.
Whoa.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, so he ended up going to witness protection.
Oh. Wild I wonder how story. That works out, because you never hear. You
he know, was doing pretty good.
You can't hear.
He seemed like he was, he was
that's
wearing,
my dad.
Wearing a fancy suit.
Nice.
Anyway, all right, we better get out of here, because I got to get out of here.
Hey, next week we're going to probably draw, we're going to draw the winner for the Zot Ford. Winner, because I got Salesman of the Month last month. So someone's going to come in with their friend and sit down with us and enjoy. Randon's here.
You made it for the final.
Randon?
I bet your umbrella was in operation today. There's a lot of rain out there. No? Okay.
What happened to the song?
I had to shut down the Hall Financial Hotline.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, we'll draw the winner next week. Jamie Jackson was our last person that bought a car for me before I went on vacation. So, big fan of the show. She's hoping that she could be down here.
Wait, that sounds like a special float for Jamie Jackson.
Well, I tried to get everybody, the 15 people that are in this.
Who's
they all got a plug.
Whose birthday is it today, Maz?
I don't know, but the St. Clair Shores Police wanted me to tell Mark to F off.
Wait, what?
Yes, I was walking across the street
today. St. Clair Shores Police?
Yeah, I was walking across the street today to Bell Tire to get my wife's car. We had to rotate the tires. Literally, I'm waiting at the light, and a St. Clair Shores cop rolls up, puts the window down. He says, hey, Maz, tell Mark to get off your ass. Tell him to go F off.
That's not going to happen.
I said, that's not going to happen. I said, that ain't going to happen. But I'll tell him to F off. So F off from the St. Clair Shores police.
Can't drive around that city now.
Damn right. You're persona non grata there.
Add well, it to the list.
We support all the police, no matter who they tell to F off. Like us on Facebook.
I can't believe of all days he had no birthdays. Oh, the store is open. I meant to mention it earlier.
Oh, the Drew and Mike store is open?
Yeah, there is new merchandise up there, including a pretty sexy tank top for the ladies.
I need some new stuff to give away at Zot.
Okay, well, you can buy it.
We can work out a discount for
an inside price for me.
It's a thanks for listening $30 to the podcast shirt. That's awesome.
That's what I was going to mention, yeah.
Look at that.
I like that design a lot.
TFLTTP.
$25 is the only time we're printing them too. We're never doing them again.
Well, unless if it bombs,
we're never doing it again. Limited edition.
It seems like it might.
They're breaking the molds.
Yeah.
Is that a new polo shirt?
Yes.
I need one of those too.
Well, you can see the prices at drewandmikestore.com.
Hey, look, there's a long sleeve shirt. I didn't know we were doing that.
Yeah, we did. There's a few, very few of those left over.
I like that.
These are our ones that we had extra in inventory.
Is that a hoodie on the left in the middle?
Yeah.
Nice.
A full zip hood.
I like that hoodie.
Yeah.
Damn, I have no clue what's going on with our merchandise. You need to get in touch. And that's the new baseball hat?
Yes.
All right. Yep. Like us on Facebook. Rate us on Facebook. Rate us on iTunes. Rate us anywhere. We're up to number 27 in Google Play. You'd think we'd be 10 by now.
Come on.
See ya.
Bye.